please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
This is platinum. This is the class.
We're talking Ferris wheels.
You've got a sassy walk.
Right. Hang on.
Put a collar on for the Lord.
Was there talk of going full Phantom?
I doubt it.
I am also laughing at that.
Everybody gave Daddy what he needed. Mad at all.
Live on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey everybody, welcome to the program, episode 36H of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We're coming to you on a Monday, back-to-back episodes. Not going to try to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. No costume changes here, man. I'm on the road this week, as we know. I'm in Chicago, Rosemont, Bloomington, and Peoria. And from what I understand, Bloomington, this is pre-going in. Bloomington sold out.
Yeah.
Peoria is doing very well. And Chicago, I hope it went well. I hope people showed up. I've said it on the air before. I'm very confused as to why that market. One would argue your home market should sell out quicker, and should be. Why did Bloomington sell out before Chicago did? Very strange.
Yeah,
very strange. But Jim, it's a Wednesday. Bloomington's a Thursday. Can't.
I mean,
all midweek.
It's all. You could also. You know, there's been times where it's like it's a Sunday. Hey, they're watching football. Hey, it's a Saturday. Oh, the Sox are playing. You know, there's always like something happening.
Something.
People like you, they go see you. It's like, you know, make time.
Yeah, but yeah, right. And I got news for you. This Wednesday, there's nothing else going on in that town. Not another thing going on. I'm sure some hatred and bigotry is happening.
Well, that might depend on what part of town. That's definitely not going to hurt your ticket sales, but the general hate and bigotry might be affecting your popularity.
You mean that because
people are like, hey, this guy cares about human rights, fuck him.
Yeah. Jim changed a lot since high school. Very disappointing. Disappointing that I care about other human beings. What a weird thing to post. I like the idea that I changed, that somehow in high school I was outspokenly against other people.
Right.
I was not.
I thought you were cool. I thought you hated everybody.
I know. It's so bizarre. What a weird thing. What a weird thing. That guy's initials, DF. You guys, remember people that went to high school? You could figure out.
Donald Frump.
That's who it was.
Hey.
That's not a name we've ever heard, right? We've never heard Donald Frump, have we?
Frump. As a dig on
as
him?
As a dig, like, oh, here's what did Frump do now? Seems like something that should have happened.
Not too bad. But for all of his very poor choices in suits, they don't look frumpy. You can make all sorts of digs on his clothing, but that's, I don't think, one.
I don't disagree. I don't agree with that because I think they're too long. His pants are too long.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
well.
So they bunch up and therefore look frumpy.
It's like he never gets them tailored.
Right. Like he buys it off the rack, even though he's a gazillionaire.
Which you shouldn't. Yeah.
I feel like it. To me, the word frumpy like calls to mind like specifically a woman who dresses in like cable knits and like lots of sort of frumpy, like a grandmother, like, you know, like someone who's young but dresses older.
Also dressing not to impress.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a librarian.
Sure.
Interesting.
The official definition of frump: an unattractive woman who wears dowdy old-fashioned clothes.
All right. Well, that explains why we don't call Trump that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it is a good slam to say he dresses like an old a woman who's whatever, but it doesn't quite fit, like you're saying. I don't think he dresses poorly, but it's not the right kind of poorly.
Yeah.
Right. But I will say this, that I've used frump incorrectly in my entire life. I've used it in the way that you were, like, frumpy. Like, that guy looked frumpy. Mm. His clothes were, you know, disheveled.
Yeah. That's how I kind of thought of it
so,
as well.
So, you know. You can use different words for different things.
Can we say, though, that Trump looks like he's wearing a hand-me-down suit?
Sure.
He looks like a guy who's wearing his larger father's suit.
Yeah.
Like a child who put his dad's
suit
on.
Which, if there's ever a metaphor for that man.
No kidding.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
In these Google results for frump meaning, there is one for Urban Dictionary. It says, a woman who is generally not concerned with her appearance and doesn't make any attempt to look womanly or sexy. Frumps are very common in the Seattle area. What?
All right.
I think, by the way, that there may be a distinction between frump and frumpy. There's the noun and the adjective. That maybe we are using frumpy correct, but frump as a noun.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel pretty good about that.
All right, look up Frumpy then, Garen.
Is that with a Y or an IE?
I would suggest a Y.
I would say Y, but more importantly, let us know what city is has the frumpiest of folks.
Yes. Dowdy and old-fashioned, typically used of a woman or her clothes.
All right, so it's still wrong.
I don't know if I agree. I mean, I guess, what's Dowdy?
You argue with the dictionary?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's Oxford.
I mean, words can mean whatever you want them to
mean. That's fair.
Merriam-Webster takes a less gender biased.
What does Merriam-Webster have to say about it?
Dowdy drab, such as a dressed in an unattractive way. He's a frumpy dresser.
All right, so
you know why Merriam-Webster.
That can't be Madonna.
Yes,
Merriam.
That can't be Madonna playing a frumpy 30s era missionary.
That's the example?
That's another example.
Wow. I mean, I will say that I do feel like frumpy feels more like it's applied to women, but I've never had a problem labeling a man as frumpy.
What about me hitting my vein directly on the microphone like I just did? How does that play into this at all? Because I'm pretending I'm not in pain, but I literally directly hit my vein.
Your main vein?
No. My vein is very protected. Right there. My God.
Ow.
Right at the wrist.
I know you just drained your main vein.
Oh, man.
I mean, I heard it.
That hurts.
We all heard it. Oh. Even the announcer heard it.
Even the announcer heard it. By the way, I'll say, we talked about the pit on the last episode. Yeah. I will say this. As a guy who has been labeled a hypochondriac in my life, and although everything's been proven to be true, watching the pit is not the greatest thing for my mind.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't imagine.
Hey, that seems familiar. Good Lord.
Yeah, you're not a hypochondriac. You're a Cassandra Cassandra Priac? Wait, I couldn't quite put.
I don't know what that means.
Where are you going?
Cassandra is the, in mythology, the woman who's like, oh, the world's going to, you know, burn down.
The predictor of things.
Yeah, everyone thinks she's crazy, but she's actually correct. So I was Cassandra Chondriac.
Cassandriac?
Cassandriac.
Cassandriac.
Yeah.
We got there.
I mean, I think there's also some people who would use the label hypochondriac for somebody who has a legitimate pain and wants something done about it, whereas other people would just be in pain.
Yeah.
That's fair. I think people also say you go to the doctor, it's just very easily, that guy goes to the doctor a lot, he's a hypochondriac.
Right. Like, sure.
You just throw that around.
It's just a surface analysis.
Yeah, like they're just assuming if you go that much, it must be frivolous, but not everybody's the same.
Well, I'll say this. I was at the doctor this morning, and I made the joke about how it's my weekly trip in, and how I said, it's funny on the app. Because Oliver's on my account. Mm-hmm. On the app, I see Oliver's two appointments in the last 2 years, and then you look at mine of one of many is what it says. Then then it's the first 50.
Oof.
And it's like, God. And so I said to the doctor, like, that's insane, right? And he said, I got to tell you something. He goes, as much as you're here, you're not even in the top 10.
Oh wow,
really?
And I'm like, I said, people are coming more than me. And he's like, you have no idea. Like, and I'm not going to,
those poor people.
That made me feel so much better.
Oh, sure.
But yeah, those poor people.
Goodness. I mean, I feel bad for you having to go to the doctor as much as you do. Imagine it's so much that the doctor's like, yeah, people, you're not even near the worst.
And by the way, I go so often that I know this is not happening. I envision them, the second the door opens, the guy behind the counter rolling his eyes, this guy's back. But clearly.
Yeah, if you're not even in the top 10, then that's probably, honestly, maybe that's all you needed to hear to stop being a hypochondriac.
That's fun. Oh.
I went to the doctor. And I'm not feeling fine.
Very nice. Who's that?
That is the Frenches.
Thank you, the Frenches. Frenches haven't provided us with something new lately. Maybe are they out? They are on us.
I don't know.
It's a good question. They've given enough.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. But yeah. Their stuff is always so great that I would.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they felt like we don't want to be those, too much, like, as give other people a chance to.
I will tell you this. In that regard, there is a person that has provided art to this program for a thing, but they even said. They have a lot more, but they don't want to step on Abbott Skelding's toes.
Hmm.
And I think there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't. If it moves, and again, this is not a call for people to do free work. That is not what I'm saying. But if they call like, oh, that thing made me laugh, I want to draw a picture of it,
right.
But I'm not going to because I don't want to step on it. Do it.
We're a big tent.
We're a big tent with that one trophy.
That's right.
That holds up the center of the tent. I remember I was speaking of that. I was thinking about this. There was some scene in a movie. Something happened over the week I watched. It must have been something on the pit. It's really the only thing I watched for the last 3 days. Watched over 15 hours of that show. But something about the Cub Scouts. Something happened where I thought of the Cub Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of when I brought Oliver to the one time to go camping. And I talked about this on the show, but it reminded me of it. And then I get there, and I've got to set the tent up. And it's supposed to be the easy set, the easy pop tent, you know, this, and you're done. And I couldn't do it. And the father next to me had to do it. And I said, thank you so much. And then he said, well, that's what we do. That's what we do here in the Scouts. Right, son? Turning to his son. His son said, yeah, that's what we do, Dad, here in the Scouts. And right there was like, we got to get this fucking tent down. We got to get out of here. Because just that energy of that's how the Scouts are mm-hmm. just was so not my vibe.
I mean, helping your fellow man.
Yeah, but community. But it wasn't. It's not that.
It's culty.
It's culty.
It's a little culty.
It was a little.
Yeah,
it was culty.
Yeah. Yes.
It was culty. But that's it. It was. If you had said it any other way, mm-hmm. I would have said, "Thank you so much for the help." You got hey, what are friends for? Hey, that's what neighbors do. Mm-hmm. That any of that would have been fine. That's what we do. Just the way he said it seems like.
Was he staring into the distance with no emotion in his voice as he said it?
Yes.
That might be, yeah, it's like,
shadows.
Yeah. That's what
up.
We do here, right, son?
Right, son? That's what we do here in the Scouts. Pack up the tent, Oliver. Oh, that's awful. What an awful trip that was. You know,
where was it?
You know, an hour from my house at the most.
Yeah.
Not even. It's in the, you know, the Santa Monica Hills or whatever. There's a camping thing up there.
Yeah.
But I didn't, I don't like camping. I've never liked camping.
Mm-hmm.
So to do it where and by the way, before the last time I went camping before that was I was with the Scouts or with my dad.
Yeah.
So I was never the man in charge.
Right.
So to now be there and be the guy in charge of my tent.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dad, what do we do now? I don't fucking know. I don't know what to do now. Do we go to the bathroom? Yes, I guess we do. I guess I hold the flashlight while we walk through the dark and try to avoid the things that we just heard scratching at our tent. Like all of that. I'm now the guy.
Right.
And I don't care for that.
I enjoyed it as a kid, but I've never felt the urge to do it. Like in my adult life, well, I think I went once with family, which is the only reason I went any other time as a child. But yeah, like especially since having kids, I've never been like, yeah, you know what we should do?
It's camp.
But yeah, there's those families that do it all constantly. And you're like, wow.
There's families that do a lot of things that I don't understand. Like, just, you know, just all different to family dynamics. Just, mm-hmm. You know, we get together for our yearly football game. Like, what? Yeah. Okay. And it's great. I'm not putting it down.
No.
It's just that is not the dynamic of the, at least my part of the Pardo/SRAM world. I believe my Peoria relatives are that way, where they are very tight and they will get together for their, you know, yearly whatever.
Cousins weekend or something.
Yeah, we used to have a family reunion once a year.
Yeah,
where you know the families came in from all over, and but we were little. And then at some point, everybody aged out of that. Then somebody started again as we got older, and I had already moved here. And I think one year I was able to make it, but I don't think I was able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's just different family dynamics.
Different strokes for different folks.
That's exactly right. You learned that
moves
from
the world.
My man, Gary Coleman. What's up, Coles? What's that? That's your nickname. I don't care for it. You will. Then he died.
Well,
he never got you. He never had a chance to get used to it.
He couldn't get over it. He couldn't get over his dislike of it.
First curse.
That's the first curse. I killed Gary Coleman. That guy ruined it. The pilot didn't go because of him.
Well, you were watching the pit all weekend. I was watching... way more Coachella than I expected to because it was just free.
Wait, like, you can live stream Coachella for free?
Yeah, all stages, all weekend.
Wait, what does that mean? Like on the World Wide Web?
Just go on YouTube. They had like multiple YouTube channels, and they even had one where like you could click it and it would show you four things at once and you could cycle between them and hear, like the audio would be whichever one you selected.
What?
And then if you clicked on it, it would go to that one, which I didn't even know YouTube had the ability to do that.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, I was like, this is crazy. And awesome because, you know, you could just be like click on that and then see everything that's happening and go, oh, I want to watch some of that. And then you go to it and click it. And then the other thing that was cool, which I made a lot of use of, because I wasn't like looking at the schedule going, okay, well, I got to be home at 9:30 to make sure I catch this. You just turn it on and then you could just rewind it to wherever, whatever point you wanted and see whatever you wanted. So like Elise and I watched the entire Lady Gaga set like the day after it
really?
Happened. Yeah. We just rewound it and saw it. And then yesterday we watched the whole Green Day set. It was fun. I actually really enjoyed it. I was like, I have no urge to ever go to Coachella. But sitting there, I went to Couchella, Jimmy. That's what they're calling it.
People got a nice charge out of that.
Yeah. No, but it was kind of fun.
What would, from a business viewpoint, why put it up for free?
Don't know.
There were no ads, or do you guys pay
there's
the ads?
It's the regular, you know, there was like a 30-second thing. But at the beginning, every time I turned it on, I would have to see one thing and then nothing else.
So that's probably part of it.
But that's only 30 seconds. So you're saying you could watch all day long, and it's not interrupted again.
Correct.
Wow.
That is insane.
It's insane,
So what, is it to get you there next
promote
year?
Promote Coachella? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I actually was wondering, with Lady Gaga, like, I assume, because one of the crazy things about Coachella now is that each big act, they're putting on a whole, like, it's not just like them with a curtain behind them. It's
right.
Like, there's sets and... Oh. And dancers and every it's an elaborate production for each person. And in Lady Gaga's case, I assume what we saw is basically the tour she's about to launch.
So why
would you give that away before anyone's even had a chance to go to it? Unless it's just like, well, isn't that cool? Wouldn't you want to be a guy said this to Zoe and she was like, yeah, I want to go. Like I want to go anyway, but that makes me want to go more because it's fun to see. It's like, yeah, of course, a live concert is more fun than watching it at home.
Well, also, it's not going to be exactly the same as Coachella because isn't Gaga's stage going to be bigger wherever she goes?
This stage,
I guess he's suggesting it's the same stage.
I will stand corrected if I'm wrong, but the stage was gigantic.
Okay,
and there's a catwalk with a second stage in the middle of the crowd, and like, I can't imagine whatever she's doing on her tour being bigger than this because it was crazy. And like, I mean, when I say it's elaborate, there were four acts to it and there was, you know, video pieces in between. And like,
let me ask you this. When it was the video pieces, does the video piece show up on the screen or is this a locked camera?
No, no, it's all multi-cam edited. You're seeing
somebody do a live edit.
Yes. And there's
wow.
When there is something like that, sometimes they'll cut to that footage. So you're seeing it. You're not watching a camera shot of a screen showing it. You're seeing the thing itself.
Right. Okay. Right?
But then sometimes they will show like a crowd shot with the screen, you know, and you start getting a sense of being there a little bit. There was drone shots of the whole scene.
So this is like buying a DVD of a live concert.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's not as like meticulously edited as like something that they would take weeks or months to put together and post.
Because a live edit, they know what the show is. So
right.
They kind of have practice, but she moves around,
it's not going to be a perfect every. Yeah. Yeah, but it's pretty great.
But it's not in my day. If they were, hey, we're going to get to see, even when we first started this show,
right,
when Zeppelin reunited at the
O2,
and they were like, and there's going to be video. It was a locked camera, and it was okay,
right.
And you're half a song in, and you go, I get it,
yeah.
So this is a whole.
No, this is like
amazing.
There's a Steadicam operator on stage that they use a lot, like, and then that camera is broadcasting to the big screens because the crowd is, you know, it's 100,000 people.
Right.
So it's insane.
Wow.
Like some people are nowhere near them. And so they're looking at the screen more than they're looking at the stage. So you're getting Steadicam shots. You're getting crowd shots. You're getting some locked shots. I mean, it's impressive. You watched it too, right, Karen?
I saw Gaga's, yeah.
Yeah. If you were a fan and you wanted to buy a DVD of her concert, you'd be like, well, that was pretty great.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there.
You just watch that right online.
And they're doing it next, you know, that's maybe this is the thing. It's like it's two weekends in a row, right?
Right.
So and I heard that the ticket sales were not great, even though it looked like there was a zillion people there. Apparently it didn't sell out or something. But maybe it's partly to like you said, get people to go, oh, I want to go to that. Mm-hmm. That looks awesome.
Well, they've been doing this for a few years.
Yeah.
This isn't...
Right.
It's the same lineup of both weekends?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I did not know that.
Although I guess, you know, there's probably
some of the smaller bands maybe get swapped out.
No, just more that like some people would have guests and maybe the guests would be different. Like Charlie XCX her set, she had Lorde came out to do a song, and then Billie Eilish came out to do a song. I don't know if they're going to do that again. Mm-hmm. Maybe different people will come out. I'm not sure.
But it's still her. She's on the show.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I've only ever been to one Coachella. I did not really want to go, but I ended up having the opportunity, so I went. And I remember, was it The Cure, maybe? They were at the big stage at that time. Mm-hmm. And if there were 20,000 people watching...
Really?
That, yeah, because it wasn't that big. I mean, like, there were a bunch of stages, and they all faced the same open area.
Yeah.
There was an enclosed stage, which was... I didn't see Madonna, but Madonna, I think, played that year, and the Chemical Brothers, I think, were in there. And that was, like, the dance room.
Yeah.
Which, you know... So they were shading the dance
around.
Yeah, that,
like, tented area.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw... I think it was Modest Mouse and Muse and Thursday, which I don't know if they ever went anywhere.
It's a lot of M's. Madonna, Modest Mouse, Muse.
Yeah. And then why does Thursday get involved?
Right. I have no idea.
Monday should be there.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they were on a different stage, but they faced the same big crowd area.
Oh.
And then that's how I remember it anyway. But that stage, like, there was nothing fancy. It was like your typical festival show. Right.
Well, they have some of the smaller stages are probably a little more like that. But even the smaller stages, they had like some set design. Huh. Like, it was kind of crazy.
The craziest one that was the one I went was Flaming Lips.
Yeah.
Because they do all their goofball stuff.
Yeah.
Which was fun. It was actually the most fun I had at that festival.
That's something to do.
Well, something to see. You're watching a guy in a ball.
Yeah. He walks on top of you people.
Yeah.
You tolerate it.
Yeah. Lady Gaga got buried in sand with some skeletons.
Oh, no. She okay?
Hey, it was part of the show, Jimmy.
She has a second show to do this weekend, I'm told.
Yeah. No, this was all planned. But she does an entire song in a sandbox, like looking straight up with a camera down. Yeah.
That's a lot. There was no sandbox at the show I saw.
It was just crazy. Like, I honestly, I liked it. It was good. I was telling Garen before, like, or both these guys, the breakthrough I had with Lady Gaga is that I used to find her very pretentious. Now I realize I can just laugh at the pretentiousness because it is actually funny. Even if it's not supposed to be, it is empirically, to me, funny. So I'll just enjoy it on a comedic level. And then I like the songs. And so it's like everybody wins. If you take it seriously and you get something out of that, that's great. If you just think it's funny, she literally does a whole dance routine with a skeleton, like a plastic skeleton.
Right?
That's funny. She's grinding on a skeleton. That's funny to me. So enjoy that.
You're going to go then this weekend?
Oh, of course.
You'll go when she comes to the SoFi.
She's not coming. She's only going to Vegas. She's not coming to LA this year.
Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, LA is not on the route for this tour.
When does the tour end?
I don't know. Maybe,
are there San Diego and San Francisco dates?
I don't remember. I feel like Vegas is the closest, but maybe, yeah, mm-hmm. maybe there's a San Diego.
That's always the key is when you see... like somebody's touring that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, they're not coming to LA. It's like, well, they're in San Francisco. They're in San Diego. Oh, look, they have 3 days off here.
Right.
My guess is they're figuring out what venue and you know that. So that there's always that.
Yeah. I wonder if they were trying to figure out like whether she should do SoFi or do something smaller, but
I don't know about something smaller. I was thinking something bigger.
Feels like SoFi is the right size for her.
I think Las Vegas is going to end up being the closest one based on announced dates. You got Vegas, Seattle, New York, Miami, Toronto, Chicago. That goes July through September. I don't see any big gaps in there.
And just one show each city?
No. Vegas is most of them are three. Florida's and then Florida, Toronto, and Chicago are two.
I wonder if they'll finish that leg and then add another leg where it's all the cities they didn't go to.
Well, so if they add another leg, it's going to be after the European dates that start in September. And you've got the UK, Sweden, Italy, Spain, Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, France, and France again.
That's very bizarre.
And then there's some rumors that she's going to go to Australia.
Those are Australian rumors.
And that's it.
What? Where is she playing in Chicago, just out of curiosity?
I don't know if I have that information readily at hand.
Just curious, what is it, the United Center, or is she doing Soldier Field? Is she doing Wrigley Field? Like, which?
Right.
Is it a stadium?
I bet it's Soldier Field. My prediction.
Two days in Soldier Field. That's big.
Like, when you think about other artists that do multiple nights in football stadiums, she's on the level of that.
Well, I think
that
so.
Popularity.
So what were the options?
Well, United Center, it would be the biggest indoor, and then Soldier Field or Wrigley Field.
So she's doing three shows, Lady Gaga, the Mayhem Ball, at the United Center.
Oh, interesting.
Huh.
You know what? I prefer that.
So that doing three there is the sort of the equivalent of doing one at Soldier Field. Ticket seat size, seat number.
I would imagine. I don't know.
Right, because it's probably 20,000 seats versus 60.
Yeah. So the question is, do you want to be way up high looking down, or do you want to be far away, almost at eye level?
Yeah.
Because Soldier Field doesn't go up high.
Right.
It's just you're farther away.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what the calculus was. Is that maybe she isn't as big as she used to be? I thought the album was doing well.
I think, but maybe it has something to do with staging too. Like, keep it more intimate.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
So Soldier Field is about two and a half, three times as many seats as United Center. United Center is 23,500, and Soldier Field is about 63.
All right, 000. So it's that. It's one night there is the same as three is the same as one.
So if she's doing an arena tour, then if she came here, it would be Crypto.
It'd be Crypto.
Or the new one, the Intuit Dome.
Who were we talking about?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
She's not coming here, Garen. She dissed us.
No, she'll come here.
No, Garen. She's going to Europe.
Garen, we just went through all of this. You're wrong. You're coming in cockily, and you're wrong.
Like your namesake.
You don't get it. We saw it. It was at the Forum, I believe, is where.
Yeah. That'd be good, too.
And that was one would argue, at the peak of her powers. And she was doing the Forum. Mm-hmm. Probably, three or four nights, but still. Mm-hmm. There might be something to, like Springsteen. He doesn't want to do, he wants to come and do Forum.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely clearly feels like she's putting together a work of art for everyone to appreciate. And maybe she just feels like a stadium's too big for that.
Also, if Coachella may be considered L.A., no?
I mean, that's as close as Vegas.
I guess maybe that was the premise, yeah.
Yeah. Is it? I think it's closer than Vegas, isn't it?
Isn't it? Oh, it is, yeah.
That's a two-hour drive.
It's 2 hours, yeah. Two and a half or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's basically Palm Springs.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't go. It's not my...
It just seems like a hassle.
I don't need to do all that.
It's all kinds of hassle. There was 12-hour car lines to get in.
I don't want to do that.
It's horrible.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. I don't mind sitting there watching the shows.
Yeah.
These lineups are not for me, but if it was for me, but I'm not doing 12 hours in line.
Jimmy, you could stay in a tent.
Yeah, see, I'm still on.
Yeah, you love camping.
One time Pat Francis and I, we went to see Styx and somebody, whoever opened at the county fair, the LA County Fair.
Yeah.
And the line to get in took us like 90 minutes to 2 hours. And it was like, and then you're stressed out the whole time. Are we going to get in on time? Mm-hmm. It's also, nobody lets you sit in a fucking car going nowhere.
Right.
And then you're finally parking, and then it's, it just, no, I'm not going to do that. That was to see Styx, by the way.
I know, that's insane.
20 years past their, and again, Tommy Shaw is a friend of this show, and I say that.
No, but it's not the hottest band in the world at that moment.
Right.
There's one thing that you guys would have enjoyed. Well, you wouldn't have, but then you would have. I caught a little bit of this. Yo Gabba Gabba was on the lineup in the indoor tent area. And at the end, Paul Williams came out.
Did he really?
With Weird Al Yankovic.
What?
To sing Rainbow Connection.
Really?
Yeah. And then it just turned into a clusterfuck of insanity. It was those guys and all of the Yo Gabba Gabba people. And then H.R. Puffin stuff was there. And that Domo guy that you see, that brown, that just looks like a square loaf of shit with a mouth. Just every weird character. I think there was a Care Bear on stage at one point. It was so weird. It was almost like they were intentionally trying to fuck with people who were on drugs.
Yeah, it was
just like, what is this? Like, what is happening right now?
What stage was this on?
This was in the like indoor tent. I don't know what they call it. They have all these names like the Sonoma stage and the
Mojave
tent. Yeah. It was truly, truly insane. And then, and I think Flava Flav came out at one point. Oh. It was absolutely ridiculous, but kind of fun.
That is a lot of generations getting crossed through that.
Yeah. Well, what I realized with the Yo Gabba Gabba, because, our kids are slightly younger, but like the kids, the chunk of kids who were like really indoctrinated into Yo Gabba Gabba are now all 20,
yeah,
and they're going to Coachella, so this is the perfect thing for them to relive their youth.
Oliver was on the tail end of Yo Gabba Gabba, and I'm glad, because I hated it.
Yeah,
I just found it to be, it was just so, the hipster parents all said that it was great.
Yeah, it's like ironic Sesame Street,
and it wasn't.
Zoe didn't get into it either. There were some things about it that I thought were kind of fun, but I definitely think it was very Silver Lake.
It was very Silver Lake. I will. I'm glad to hear that about Paul Williams, by the way, because he recently canceled a bunch of appearances.
Oh.
And he's got to be 80.
He's very old.
Yeah. So he's it had me worried.
Mm-hmm.
So but if he can make it out to the Springs.
Well, he's probably just at his house.
Yeah. One of his many mansions.
Yeah.
He's 84.
He's 84 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. That's boy, oh boy. Do you think he carpooled with Al?
I will say, and this goes back to the question of the production of the live stream. The video was fine, but I couldn't hear Paul's mic whatsoever. I could very much hear Weird Al's mic. It was basically all you could hear was Weird Al. His voice sort of cuts through anyway, but it was basically Weird Al singing Rainbow Connection with a bunch of noise around him.
Well, I'll say this. As the equally tied with Elliot, the biggest Paul Williams fan in the room, Al may have a better voice. Paul was not known for his vocals.
Right.
He was known for his songwriting.
He had a very characterful voice.
Yes, he did, which I love.
Yeah.
I love, but also I could understand somebody going, how do you listen to that? It's fucking horrible. And I would go, yeah, but I like it because it's emotional.
You can feel can feel in his words.
You can feel, yes, exactly. The same with Al. When he sings like a surgeon, I feel what he's feeling.
Which is, I want to make fun of this song.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt about watching Green Day. I was like, I forgot that I liked Green Day a lot when I was younger, and that guy doesn't have a great voice, but it's perfect for what they
did. Doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Billy Joe, they call him.
That's right.
All right, let's take a break. Siobhan Murphy is here. Siobhan's been with us before.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Elliot still has the con.
Yep.
The letter is H.
Yep.
There's a lot of them. Horror and sci-fi, a couple of big ones, and a couple of big ones. I turned into a Mad Dog Russo there. Oh, by the way, I'll tell you next week. There's I never gave the names of the other teams in the Never Not Funny Fantasy Baseball League. There's some good ones, and there's some good ones in the in my other league as well. So it's a good year for names, Garen. It's good year for names.
They always say that about 2025.
Oh, they've been saying that?
Year of the name.
I wish I would have known that in advance. I wouldn't be hyping it up so much now that we're just one of many.
I shouldn't have told you. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Didn't mean to take it down.
We'll be back.
Hey, gang. Matt here with some dates for you. Siobhan Murphy is on Instagram at Siobhan G. Murphy. She's also on a TV show called Cross on Amazon Prime. Check that out. Sounds cool. It's not comedy, but it's kind of a thriller type show. But it looks very cool, so you should check it out. Also, check out Jimmy Pardo. He's going to be at The Bug in Denver, Colorado on May 7th, the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase on May 8th, the Hashtag Comedy Theater in Columbus, Ohio, May 9th, and then locally, LA area, he's doing Pop Cultured at the Ice House in Pasadena on May 17th. Including some friends of ours, Blaine Kapach and Kevin Pollock will be there. So check that out if you're in the area. And then he's back on the road May 28th, Plano, Texas, May 29th, Austin, Texas, May 30th, Salt Lake City, Utah. Go to jimmypardo.com, click the the shows link, and that will take you to how to get tickets to all those things. And so you should do that. More immediately, though, April 21st, we are doing our next live stream. So that's, I guess, tomorrow if you're listening to this right when it came out. 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, we'll be live streaming. You can listen to us jibber jabber as we're doing it, and even in the breaks while we're not recording, you can hear what we're talking about, and that'll be fun. So do that and enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program, episode 36H. Siobhan Murphy has joined us. Siobhan's been here before. We were trying to figure out, you were here post-pandemic. It was pre-pandemic.
What? Oh, wow.
Isn't that wild?
Has it been the...
No.
I can't believe it.
It was pre.
Like
I think days before.
No, oh, wow.
I don't know if
were you one of the last ones that you think we had in here?
Perhaps.
You were here in 2020.
Let's find out.
Was I here in 2020? No, I think it was...
2019?
Yeah.
It was that long?
Karen's going to tell
it us. Was episode 2523.
Okay.
Released January 22nd, 2020.
Okay.
Okay, so it was really... Okay.
So it was... Weeks before the show.
Weeks before
that's
the
show. That's what I'm saying. Isn't that wild?
Crazy. It's what's wilder is it's... the reason it's been so long is, I swear to God, when I look at the list, I go, well, she was just here. And so
that's how it feels.
It feels like you just left.
Yes.
In a positive way. I don't mean... So that's crazy that it's been 5 years.
I know.
Five? What the F?
How's everyone been? Everyone's good.
Good, good.
Yeah, I think we're all in a good headspace. Everything's going great.
Me too.
The country's in good shape.
Everything's great.
Right? We're all feeling good. I mean, you haven't been here since the pandemic changed everything. We're all pro Trump now.
Oh, okay.
He handled that pandemic so well.
Yeah.
We were like, you know what? We got to give him a chance. And when he came back, when he ran again, and thank God he did, we said we're all in.
Do you guys want to buy a Canadian passport? Because I got one.
If you're selling.
Good Christ. Are you from, you're from Canada?
I am. I'm from Toronto.
Refresh my memory. I have zero.
That's okay.
I will tell you this. Speaking of thinking you were just here, I was just told somebody was on our show. They said, oh, yeah, that person was just here. And I said, I've never heard that name in my life. Mm. And then Garen said, no, that person was here 3 weeks ago. And then
here's
I said,
a picture of you two together.
Show me a photograph. I go, I don't know that person.
No.
I've got no memory of this whatsoever. So if I ask you questions that I've asked you the last time you were here, just know that it's not that I don't care. It's that I'm an idiot.
No. In your defense, my husband always makes a joke that he will tell me information and then I immediately put it into trash and then I delete the trash.
Okay.
Like, yeah. And he'll just be like, you know, that sound.
Is there anything more satisfying than that sound?
That's great.
I love it.
Because I'll be like, what are you doing tomorrow? He's like, we just talked. I didn't land.
What's this fella's name?
My husband?
Yeah.
Evie.
Pardon me, I you misunderstood the question. I said, "What's your husband's name?" What, not what's the baby, the neighbor's baby's name?
Oh no, it's the same. It's Evi, Evie. That's my husband's name.
Short for
Evyatar.
I bet we talked about this last time because there's no way this is going to be an issue.
There's no way.
What's the issue?
You know.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? What's the issue? That's an insane name. Evyatar.
So is mine.
No, yours is wonderful. Yours just is spelled bizarrely.
Yeah.
But Siobhan, now because of Succession, everybody's all in on Shiv. So you're on safe ground now. Yeah. This Evie is a fucking problem. Evyatar?
Yes.
What the shit? Who does that to a child? There's little baby Evyatar.
It's a biblical name.
The Bible is, it's a book.
From the Torah. Like, okay. Yeah, you know. I can't answer that question for you.
All right.
That's his name.
Is he also from Toronto?
No, he's from Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's also Canadian.
Still Canadian. So you guys have an exit
plan. Oh, yeah. We're good. We're good.
Nah. Do you feel good? Although we will invade you. So.
Oh,
as soon as you get there, we're like, hey, guess what?
Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. You know we're coming because that's what we do here.
You do invade
with this
a lot.
New president.
You
yeah.
do invade a lot. Yeah. That's true.
Garen, coming at you. Or nowhere near you.
Hey,
Garen, look at that goal.
Did you even try?
Did I? What did you say?
Did you even try?
Believe it or not, I did. But one would think I did not.
Come on.
I think what happened is that opened up. That didn't stay as crisply folded as I thought it would. And it opened and became a parachute almost immediately.
Okay. I see that.
I bet if you did it again, not folded, it would fly.
You mean like
you just frisbee it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or make a tiny paper airplane.
Okay. That's another option.
All right.
Might be hard. It's a postcard.
I don't know how to make a paper
listener.
Airplane. So
is that true?
I don't.
You didn't learn that up in Canada? What did you learn how to make then? Toques?
Toques. We know how to make toques.
Toboggans?
Mm-hmm.
What
yes,
else?
That's one of our number one exports is toboggans.
poutine.
Poutine, yes. If you're from Montreal.
The famous origami poutine.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you are going for the airplane, even though it's cardstock. I'm going for the airplane. It's
see, I never learned how to do these things because I'm an only child, so I never had a brother or sister to teach me these sort of...
You didn't do that in school?
What about a parent?
They were busy. They were working.
They don't like paper?
Hated it.
They hated paper.
Hated
what if they
paper.
Did? What if that was a real thing? They hated paper.
The Canadians hate
not
paper.
In my
I didn't
house.
Know that. But that's why we're taking them over.
Yeah.
Well,
we're gonna get you guys over. It's all chalkboards up there.
That's why there's so many chalkboard with you.
There's so many trees in Canada because they refuse to cut them down and make them into paper.
Exactly.
It's gonna change when we get up
ridiculous.
There. Cut, baby, cut.
You're genuinely doing it. Oh, this is very impressive, Jimmy.
I think this is gonna go great because it's sturdy enough.
It's not the best. It's not the best. Of planes.
Let's have a look at that.
It was the worst of planes.
It was the best of planes.
Okay. Oh, the humanity. Let's see that
okay,
first, Jimmy.
Wait,
hold on.
All right, take a look at that.
Yeah. All right. That's a well-manufactured.
Classic. Now, do you want to put the rear vents up?
That's a Boeing.
100%. I'm not going rear vent.
Okay. That is a low wing surface area to length, I feel
okay.
like.
But okay. it's going to have the...
It's going to dart. It's dart-like.
Yeah, it's dart.
All right, coming at Garen. Nope, that
only it did go twice as far as it did when it was just folded.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't good though. It had to go about 15 feet and it couldn't make it.
To the point that it's cardstock, is it?
It doesn't stay together.
It doesn't.
You need a paper clip. Does anyone have a paper clip?
All right, let me see. All right, Siobhan, you ready to catch
it? I'm ready. Okay,
let's see if I can get it to you.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, it did a loop de loop.
Yeah, did a little loop de loop. Yeah, yeah. I do tricks of mine.
Oh no, that was cool. Can I try?
Of course you can.
This is exciting for you.
Oh, that was
all right. This is your bum arm.
Yeah, that's all right. Non-dominant. I feel like, okay, wait. I have this thing that maybe can secure the nose a little bit.
Oh, that's
this
smart.
Little plastic.
That's very smart.
Oh, what do you got?
It's you know, sometimes computer cables, like USB-C cables, come with a little cap.
Oh, that's perfection.
Yeah, so now it's got a nose cone. Let's see if that'll
I predict it goes right down in front of the table.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Again, non-dominant arm.
That's closest to you.
Okay, sorry.
You could either lean over the 1 foot and pick it up or just stare at it. All right, well, that was a failure. that was disappointing, I'll say it.
For an audio medium, it's great that we were just doing bits.
I think people will really... It's a theater of the mind. You know, they're really going to imagine what was happening.
If you're just listening, just envision... Remember when 9/11, when the planes hit the building? This is very similar to that.
Yes.
This is the same sort of disaster. I think it's at the same level.
This is the comedic equivalent of 9/11.
No question about it.
I don't disagree.
I may have already had those two shows where I had a Friday and then a Saturday back to back where, oh, Friday was a failure. I'll come back. Oh, look out. Here comes another one.
The second tower's coming down.
Yeah, coming down. Don't run.
Oh,
and we all leave covered in, I think it was flour, right? They were all covered in flour. I think it was flour from 9/11. I saw those people. They were all covered in white.
I think that, unfortunately, that
it was like a Lucille Ball skit. They were all covered in flour as they were running away from the building.
I don't know that that's true.
No, I think it is. Yeah, you're from Canada. You don't know.
You're right.
Yeah. How long have you been here in the States?
Oh, gosh. We moved here in 20... Oh, not that we want to get political, but we can. Right before Trump won the first time.
Oh.
Wait.
So 2015?
Yeah. No, 2016.
2016.
Yeah.
You moved down here. Oh, here we go. Oh. They're going to have a lady in charge. Yeah. Everything's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
And then thumbs fucking down.
Big time.
Do we blame you? Are you the bad luck?
Is it me?
I think it's got to be this avatar.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well.
Aviator, whatever the shit his name is.
You know what? I'll take that on. I'll take that on. Yeah, it's probably me. It's probably me. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I brought this upon...
All of us.
All of this country. This beautiful country.
I like this character. If you've answered this before, I apologize. Is your husband also in show business?
He is. He's a producer.
He's a producer.
Yeah. So he's on the sort of the better. Well, not the better. I mean, just the easier side. He doesn't have to put on a full face of hair and makeup to go to work.
He doesn't have to kind of beg for a job every time they go in.
No.
He doesn't have to.
he likes it.
He chooses.
He just does.
But what's nice is that he understands what I do without having the absolute neuroses of being in the performing arts.
Yes.
So it's nice.
Are the I have not asked this in a while, and so I'm curious as to where things stand, because I am as out of that part of the show business as possible. Are auditions back in person yet, or is it still everything via Zoom, or do you submit tapes?
It's mostly tapes. They with the multicams and some of the sitcoms, it's in person.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
And you prefer that, right? I mean, every...
Yes and no.
Oh, interesting.
I like being in person because I like feedback. Like, I like when someone's like, oh, maybe not that. Maybe this. Maybe up, maybe down. But when I do drama, I sort of like being... doing it over... not Zoom even, just like doing the self-tape. Because... Right. I don't know. Sometimes you have to cry, or you have to do like pretend you have a gun, and it's just so weird to do that in person.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Or you're a nun, and it's 1814, and like, it just feels weird. Like,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
And you're able to do take after take as well, right? If you're not if you're not happy with it, it's like it's not your here's your shot.
Yes, and you do feel like it's but the other. The other thing that I don't love about doing the in-person is that, and maybe this is a Los Angeles thing because I don't remember this when I was auditioning in Toronto, you can hear everyone in the room.
Mm. Awful.
Right?
Yes.
It's so spooky.
Yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. Like, I'll just pretend that I'm running lines with them. Like,
oh, that's funny.
As they're doing their audition. But it's just bizarre that I can hear their entire take. And I'm like, oh, God. And they're going to hear me. Okay. So then we're all going to hear each other's auditions. Okay, don't freak out.
Well, and then wouldn't you, I would think you would then also maybe run the risk of getting someone else's thing in your head, like their, the way they did it.
100%.
And then it's like, wait, 100%. That's not what I wanted to do, but now I can't.
Now I hear their cadence or their syntax,
and
I can't get it out of my head. Yeah. So I just treat it like, oh, someone's just running lines, and I'm running lines with them.
And then we're doing the same lines.
But we're doing the exact same lines. Mm-hmm. Yes. But then I try to sort of like mouth over their lines, being like, but yeah, it's bizarre. Like, they just don't have thicker doors, I guess.
Yeah. Hollywood, they never like the thick door in Hollywood. They hate a thick door.
It's kind of like a public bathroom situation where I gather in other countries they don't have the thing in public bathrooms where the bottom and the crack is so open you can see in. But we do that here.
Yes.
We basically make it so that you can't not somehow see weirdly make
ankles.
See way more than you want.
Yeah.
Can I just throw in that when I was at UCLA, at one point, this was in the early 90s, they changed the doors so that instead of being a whole door, there was the hinge on the top, and then it came down to the middle of the door, and then across. So when you came into the restroom and somebody was sitting
on the
toilet,
see their head.
You could see their head.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I did not like that.
One of my grade schools had that as well, where it was the half door.
Oh, and that's chaos.
And that meant you get a stomach ache, because there ain't no way I'm using that
I don't
bathroom.
Want to look somebody in the eye or close my eyes while they watch me. That's none of that.
No.
That's mental.
That is, yes.
Oh, God.
No, they should be little sealed rooms.
Yes.
Yes.
You know,
with ideally a fan.
Yeah, well, whoever likes you, you can't decide that, Elliot.
Nice. All you can do is you do your work and
you
then
do your work and people, you hope people appreciate
well,
it.
Well, now I'm realizing with this whole fan thing, I do want that half door so that I can get some fans.
Yeah, there you go. Have them see your work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy does a nice job with this. Siobhan, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me say this about what you just
Tell
said.
Me.
I also then, what happened with me, and this is the neuroses of a comedian and an actor, and also I think is why I failed at most acting auditions, is I get in my head, and if I think people can hear me, I then get self-conscious that they can hear what I'm doing, and then therefore I'm in my head going, oh, they can hear me not doing a great job, even before I've done it. That's what would happen to me.
Oh, I understand.
So I would hate that. Oh, I can hear them.
Yeah.
That means they can hear me. And then I'm going to have to walk out and they all just heard what I did and they're going to judge me. And I hated that.
Jimmy, are you Catholic? This feels like a lot of guilt.
Well, I grew up Catholic. I've not been to church since I was 13 years old.
Okay. All
1980,
right.
The year of our Lord.
And Savior. No.
Thank you.
I'm not Catholic either. I
mean, with like, the name of Siobhan Murphy?
I know, you'd think. No.
I think you were always at the church.
I was baptized and then it was boring.
You were out.
I was out. But no, but it just your feeling of guilt, like that breaks my heart.
Not guilt, more shame.
Yeah.
Well, that's Catholic.
Yeah. But I jerk it on a regular basis. I have no shame in that, and I know the Lord frowns upon that.
Hmm. Right?
I think
it's
that's
up.
Just having a human body.
What's that?
That's just having a human body.
Will you tell him that?
I don't have a direct...
You've got a link. You were baptized. You've got that connection.
It's true.
I was so in that my confirmation name was John Paul after Pope John Paul II.
Stop.
So I'm James John Paul... James Ronald John Paul Pardo Jr.
I wanted to ask you, so Jimmy, like you like being called Jimmy, you don't want to be called James?
No, I hate James.
Okay.
Do not like it in any way.
And why? Too formal?
I just, I'm not a James. I mean, I will jokingly go, and that's not a good thing for James R. Pardo Jr. I'll say that for humor, but I don't like being called James. I just don't like the way it hits my ear.
Jim is not.
I know, I like Jim. If I meet you, if you're a mom at my son's school,
okay.
And they'll go, oh, this is Susie's mom. And I go, oh, how you doing? I'm Jim. That's what I will say.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll go, I'm Jimmy, and then I go, did I just say Jimmy? And then I have that conversation in my head, and then I don't hear a word you're saying. But I like Jimmy. I wanted to change it. This is true. We shared a manager, Bruce Smith.
Yes.
I went to him, let's say, I've been with Bruce for 30 years. I went to him 15 years ago, and I said, hey, I think I'm going to change my headshots and everything to Jim, because I think Jimmy sounds a little childish. And he goes, and ironically, Bruce calls me Jim. That's, but in show business, I go by Jimmy. And he said, Jim, let me ask you, what do you want to do for a living? I said, well, I want to host game shows and talk shows. And he goes, you mean like Johnny Carson? And it was okay.
I see that.
And that was
okay. That makes sense.
Enough for me to go, you know what? He's right.
No, that makes
sense. Also, Jim Pardo doesn't look good on a headshot.
No, also, Jimmy's great.
It works.
Yeah, 100%.
But I don't like being called it either. I don't like being out in the world. And so thank you for your questions.
I think the fact
I will now ask, I will take follow ups.
I think the fact that two of the three late night talk show hosts are named Jimmy proves his point that Jimmy is the correct name for someone who wants to be.
He's not wrong.
Yes, exactly.
I just went through a phase where maybe I would have said, by the time, if he would have said that's a good idea, I might have gone to him the next day and go, I thought about it again. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I was like, you know what?
It makes sense.
I'm a man. You want it? Follow up. I'm not.
But you do. But you wanted to be. You didn't want people to. You want to be treated with the respect that a man receives normally, and maybe that was part of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to be people. Well, and maybe it ties in your height. You're like a shorter person, so
I think all that played into it. I don't walk around with a drill. I think that hurts me, looking like a man. Yeah. Men walk around with drills.
That's right.
Sure. Is that true?
Yeah. Doesn't this Avatar do that? Doesn't he walk around with
my husband, he does not walk around with a drill. No, we hire someone to do
the producer work. Money.
Yeah.
Drill, baby, drill. Yeah.
That said, so do I. I put in a light, and I did a light switch because the electrician told me he wouldn't come because he said, Jim, he actually said, Jim, it's time you learn how to do this. I'll be here if you need me.
I'm sorry. Wow. The electrician spoke to you as if he was your parent?
He's allowed to call me Jim.
Okay.
And yes, he did.
And you received that?
I did, mainly because he said, also, save the money. He said, this will take you 10 minutes.
That's a good
and
electrician.
And I now know how to put in a light switch.
That's
and
a really
I know
good how to, electrician.
Yeah.
I'd like his number after we're done.
His name is Douglas, and he now works for some – he may work for the Lakers. The Lakers wouldn't have an electrician.
Oh, we can't afford that.
They might.
The crypto? He works somewhere like that.
Right.
Do we call it Crypto Arena?
Do I? I just did, but I don't.
I feel like I keep going back and forth. I don't want to use that name. I want to call it Staples Center, but sometimes I think I did just call it Crypto when we were talking about Lady Gaga.
You did.
How many years has it been Crypto?
Three. It's been a while.
More than three?
I think more than three.
You think it was before
pre-pandemic?
I think it's pre-pandemic.
I think it was, yeah.
Or just at the start
of
the pandemic.
Is that true? No.
Is it when Siobhan was last here? Was that the double dip that week?
That's
the big,
right.
The big her on Never Not Funny and the Crypto name change?
I brought the pandemic and Crypto Arena.
You brought two bad things.
I want to apologize.
Yeah, accept it. I accept it because you're a delight. What year?
2021.
So
was when it was announced.
So 3 years.
That's such a bummer.
And isn't crypto.com out? Isn't there trouble with that business?
I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know.
There's trouble with the industry for sure.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if they're still in operation as a going concern.
I got something to tell you. I don't know what crypto.com is. Is it the same? I use Coinbase.
Yeah.
Is it the same as Coinbase?
I think it's isn't it just a marketplace for...
I don't know, but crypto? I believe so. That was my impression.
I want to hear something funny.
Absolutely.
Not on this show.
We don't like that's to do that here.
Since 2016, that's
never.
What we do.
Exclamation point. Not funny.
When my when my parents came, I think it was maybe the second time they came to visit, we were driving by, at that point, the Staples Center, and my mother says, that is a huge Staples. and it was not a joke.
Yeah.
And I was like,
mother.
Mom, do you think that? And she was just like, well, yes, look, it's everywhere. My mother is a PhD professor. Like, she is a genius. She's the smartest person I know. But she was like, but it's Staples. Like, what? And I was like,
it's like the Rogers Center, Mom.
It's like the Rogers Center. Yeah. And she was like, oh. And now it's the Crypto Center. So
don't show it to her.
She's going to lose her mind.
Crypto.com. That's the biggest website I've ever seen. I will say this as a guy that likes going to Staples. If that was a Staples, I would love it. To go to a Staples that big? Are you kidding me?
What do they got
to
have there? They've got to have forklifts at a Staples that size.
Yeah.
Certainly.
So right? Many desks.
Absolutely.
All the desks will be set up.
Every desk.
All the chairs will be available.
Yeah. A whole cubicle example.
Oh, my God. It would be the greatest office supply. I would go there on a weekly basis.
Just to look.
An IKEA of nothing but office supply. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow.
I bet they would sell offices. Like, you could go inside it. There would be an office inside
you
it.
You would rent an office at the office
I will
store.
Buy. No,
but it's. Then a forklift just brings.
Right, yeah. It's like one of those things that you can build in your backyard, but they just have them all set up.
Love it. I'm in on this. If you guys, I don't know who we got to get to invest.
I don't know if the Lakers are doing well financially, but maybe if it's not going great, this is their next move.
Do we get Jay Moore on the show and ask him how the Lakers are doing financially?
You guys should pitch it.
Let's talk to him.
Yeah. No, you should.
Let's talk to Jay Moore in the 3-minute window he gives us.
It is crazy that that guy was here and now he's married to the owner of the Lakers.
I find it to be insane.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
He's cute.
What do you mean by that? It somehow comes off insulting.
What?
Well, no, he's cute. He should have a cute...
Oh, nobody's suggesting that, is it? We're suggesting that a jackass comedian has married the person that owns the Lakers.
A dynasty.
A dynasty. He
married into a dynasty.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So
it is amazing. It is amazing. Hush tone, Matt. You got a paper airplane over there?
I do.
All right. Folded it a little differently, it looks like.
I did fold it differently. All right. So okay, I'll demonstrate. See.
You went with that one.
I went with that
You case. Went with the kind of the top gun sort of thing.
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's more of like a stealth bomber. Like
Yeah.
It's
like almost like a flying wing. So let's see if
my... Coming at me.
Coming at you.
Okay.
Nope.
No better.
It really wasn't any better.
It seemed like it should have.
I think that was
goose.
Equal. I think that was equivalent.
Hey, goosed.
I think.
Definitely goosed.
I'm going to go with
you, goosed.
I think the paper is too heavy.
It's the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, even that was a good throw.
That go
throw.
Further. That go further.
Yeah, but that was just a throw.
It's so
it's like you were throwing a rock.
Yeah, it didn't sail.
It's so unsatisfying that I kind of want to make one out of an actual piece of paper.
Just to get that taste out of your mouth.
I'm sorry I brought this up. I
Yeah, this is on you.
I've derailed everything.
But here's the weird part, Shivana. You don't know this, is because it's been 5 years since you've been here.
Mm.
You've never fitted into a show, and nobody's ever fitted in better than what you're doing. You coming in and saying, hey, let's have an airplane thing go. They're like, great. Yeah, we're all in on that.
Yeah.
I'm mostly the person who's like, I never had siblings, so let's all do weird, like, kid stuff.
Yeah. Sure. And then this is the room for that.
Yeah. We are okay, great.
So
okay,
down.
Great. No, I really thought
that the increased, the closer to square surface area was going to make a difference.
I did too.
The
I was
closer
with
you.
You
are to square.
I even pulled out, I put a little tape on there to hold it together.
Did you? Oh, yeah. You did.
No, but then that's going to weigh it down, no?
Well, it is, but it's in the middle, and it was holding the wings together.
Mm. I don't think that extra tape weight is the problem.
Again, I dropped math in grade 10, so I have no reason to be even commenting on someone's engineering skills.
Why don't you go and talk to your smart mom about this?
She must have been really happy when you dropped math.
I like that.
She was furious.
Yeah. I like the phrase grade 10. I like the way you guys say it.
Yeah.
We say 10th grade here.
Yes. The Americans have funny things. You put your month before your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Because
see, to me, that
it's smallest, then middle, then year.
Sure. But when you're trying to explain, I've thought about this before. When you're trying to explain a date, we pretty much know what year we're in. So that's not the most important piece of information.
Sure. That's the last piece.
Yeah. If I say the date, then mm-hmm. that's good if we're in the month, but months change more often. So knowing the month first is important so that the date makes sense.
I agree with that.
Okay, I'm going to be a nerd, but
yeah,
there's more days than months.
Yeah.
Right, so but if I say on 28, that could be one of 12 28s. Mm. If I say on July 28, boom, in two words, you know exactly what, I know 28 is three, in three words, July 3rd.
Okay.
Two words, done.
But
July, no thank you.
I mean, the information is all there.
I simply disagree.
All right,
I understand the hierarchical argument.
And I'm sure the rest of the world disagrees.
Yeah,
they really
you
do.
You guys like your metric system, too.
Well, your Fahrenheit and Celsius is...
You know what? Your Canadian bullshit is exactly why my president wants to take you over.
Okay, well, we've got the water, so...
We're sick of your shit.
And the electricity.
Yeah, you got everything. Yeah. You got your health care. You got everything.
Now, what are you doing?
Okay, wait.
You're going to try again?
No. This one looks like it's going to really...
Oh, there
yes.
you go.
Oh, that's right.
Although it honestly did not go.
Oh.
Yeah, again, it was a throw, not a sail.
I still am frustrated I didn't get all the way to Garen.
No, but yours was.
You got close.
But I didn't use, again.
Yours
definitely.
It's
don't
your
have
bad
my,
hand.
My good hand, yeah.
It was definitely flying.
All right. In keeping with the stupidity of this show, it's now time for our new segment.
Yeah.
Taste test.
Okay.
We don't have a theme
let's
song.
Let's see if
Garen
can get this back to me. Okay. That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
All right, Siobhan, give it a try.
You're going to love it. You're going to love how this plays.
Okay.
Right,
where
should
I?
I think Garen gives you the biggest airfield.
What are you aiming at? It just looks like you're aiming at Shakespeare.
I was kind of, but
you could.
Oh, you're at an awkward angle, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might go up and over those cameras.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Right
nope.
into the camera.
The
oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
It's the only time I've never worried because it's just a piece of paper.
Here's what I'll say, and I may be underselling this. top three worst throws I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
Incredibly bad throw.
I think that's correct.
I mean, just horrifically bad.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree.
You said you didn't have siblings that make paper airplanes, but boy, you didn't have to prove it.
I was on board with this whole the silliness of this until you did that. Now I regret it all. I wish it never come up.
I'm so sorry, guys.
You embarrassed yourself.
I will let myself out.
Will you stick around at least a little more time before you do that?
Will you eat an Oreo?
Oh, yeah.
If I must.
Here's what I liked, what happened off the air when we explained to Siobhan that we do this stupid new taste test now. We said, like, the last show, we tried tiramisu Oreos, and her response was, oh, what am I getting? I like that reaction, because we don't know what you're getting. It's I don't have my glasses on when I pull this out, so I cannot read the small English print on the packaging.
Yeah.
The rest of it is in some, is it Korean or Japanese?
Japanese, I think. Depends, I guess.
So, a fan sent us these. I don't know if we told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we don't know what they are. Yeah. So we're just going to randomly grab one.
That's
out.
So fun. Right.
Here we go.
How many more are there, by the way?
There's one more box after this.
Okay.
But again, I don't want to look at this box because I don't want to know. So
I think it's fun
just
to
look directly in my eyes.
Because last time when we tried it without knowing what it was, we all thought it might have been like an espresso cappuccino type thing, and it turned out it was tiramisu.
That's great.
We were in the ballpark, but yeah, it's interesting to taste something without knowing what it's supposed to taste like.
Like what if it's like prawn or something?
Ooh. Oh
boy, do I hope it's not prawn. Yeah. I really
you want
don't
a prawn cookie?
That.
No, I'm just saying. We mean, don't know what it could
yeah,
be.
What would you think if you didn't know it was supposed to be prawn? What would you think that taste was? That is a good, interesting question.
I should say, I don't know what prawn.
It's like shrimp.
Well, I know what a prawn is. I don't know what it tastes like because I don't eat that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think you would. You've smelled it probably
really.
Going by.
No.
At the smelled next table. A shrimp cocktail.
No.
You're not a seafood guy?
No.
Oh. Oh, definitively.
I'm a seafood guy. I seafood and I eat it.
Wow.
And I will again let myself
out. Well, now you should. Just these guys are idiots. What's happened since I was last there?
Men have lost their minds.
Okay, Matt, I'm going to take mine. Again, these are... all right, now look. Here's the deal. It says on the bottom of this package what they are.
Look.
Nobody
did
look.
You look. I'm not looking. Look.
Grab that and then hand it to Siobhan. Siobhan, grab a cookie. Don't look at the packaging.
I'm not going to.
Hand it off.
Okay.
I will say
it is another thin, like last week. We had last episode.
Okay, again, do not read. And, here we go. And I'll say 1, 2, 3, and we'll all take a bite.
I'll tell you this. I love the smell of it.
Is that right?
Oh, interesting.
Well, it's got a mint scent to it. You're not a mint guy.
It's not mint.
No, it's not mint. It's something else.
It's like lemon. Oh, it's lemon. It's not mint. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. We're in.
Sorry, crunching on mic. That's not fun. Mmm. Oh, that's good.
Here's what I'm going to say first. There's the cookie to cream ratio. There's not enough cream.
Agreed. Yeah.
It's another
too much cookie. Okay. Yep. So we're not getting the full. And I'm going to throw this out there. Key lime pie.
Yeah.
I'm going key lime.
Because it's green. I was trying to figure out why it would be green.
I was thinking like a lemon grass flavor.
I think
lemon grass.
I'm not kidding. I'm going to say this. Hang on.
I'll say it for you. You're fired. Get out.
There's that thought.
Pack your laptop and get the fuck out.
But I mean,
it's your laptop.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
No. Leave
that's
it.
That's your separate
party. He deserves a party.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm going to go positive with this. If it's lemon grass flavored, I'm not fucking around here. I will give you $1,000.
Okay,
that's a contract.
All right,
we will. I will.
We heard it.
I will write.
We are witness.
Yeah, but I have it. I would like to also.
Hear what I'm doing here.
You're offering him $1,000.
If it is the lemongrass flavored Oreo, and you did not look at the package.
No.
If it is that, I will give you $1,000.
I'm with Jimmy. I think it's key lime.
Yeah, it's got to be key lime.
I see why you think that. I'm going Meyer lemon, that kind of bitter lemon that's sort of famous.
I'm
going
to say this to you. If it's Meyer lemon, I will give you $100.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's closer.
That was anticlimactic.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because
you double clutched on that.
I went too high with carrots.
Yeah, you did. You got real cocky. And it's not out of the realm of possibility, but it doesn't taste like lemongrass. It tastes like key lime pie.
I'm going to say this. They go with stupid flavors over there.
Yeah.
But they don't go with lemongrass.
Yeah.
So I think my $1,000's safe.
Well, the matcha makes me think they might do a lemongrass, but this didn't taste like that.
Yeah.
So
you know what this tasted like? Key lime pie.
And you said it was green, which I didn't notice, so...
Three of us think it's key lime.
Did you close your eyes when you ate it?
I just didn't look.
Do you think it's Meyer's cleaning fluid?
It was very thin. It was dark.
Here, look at that.
Okay, so what
that
is it?
That doesn't look green to me from here, but...
What's the answer?
Garen Cockrell, please reveal what flavor are we looking at?
Lemon grass.
No.
It's in... Whatever.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know what it is.
We need to Google Translate.
No, we don't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we might.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the...
Wait.
Okay, you know what? It's not guaranteed. This, what they're calling it here...
Yeah, it's lemon grass.
Oreo lime cheese.
Lime cheese. So it... It's not key lime, maybe specifically, but it is lime.
Well, you know what? Oreo lime cheese, if you do it, it means key lime. Well, look at it. It's a little picture of a key lime pie.
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah.
Well, let me see what the...
Yeah, let's see that.
Why don't I just hand that to
you? Yeah.
I don't know why we're playing games.
It says...
We've been playing games the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, is that true?
That would be
I still don't know why.
The main reason. Something we do here.
I don't understand it.
That's weird. That just says... Okurioku, which we now know is Japanese for Oreo. Mm-hmm. Thin and brittle is the other thing it says.
Okay.
Maybe I need to point it at...
Oh, here. Right here, Matt.
At the blue text.
No.
It also says delicious and flimsy. I love that.
Matt, go right here. It seems to be they got the flavors next to the colors.
Okay, gotcha.
So right...
Oh, wait. Is there more than one flavor in the box?
No. Those are other options.
Oh, I see.
Delicious and flimsy.
Wait, am I going here or am I going here?
No,
here. Oh, right there.
It's like a southern woman.
Delicious and flimsy.
Okay, wait. That says...
What does that say?
French green tea flavor.
Oh.
No,
That's one of the...
You're right. The picture on the box looks like a key lime pie.
It's a little key lime pie.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah, you nailed that.
Here's what we know. It's not lemongrass.
No. And you owe $1,000.
And it's not Meyer's lemon.
No, it was never Meyer's lemon.
But it is definitely delicious and flimsy.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Like, if I may, I'm going to quote somebody that I know, like a southern woman. All right, listen, the taste test. Garen, who are you texting? Your Venmo? You didn't win?
Yeah, I told him to expect $1,000 check to come in.
Hey, I don't want you guys to get surprised. Big money coming in.
Don't put my account on hold.
Garen's already buying pop figures. Well, no, stop, Garen. You didn't win.
Garen, don't get comfortable. Somebody sent in some... where's it from, Australia?
I think it's Scottish.
Oh, yeah, Scottish. A Scottish soft drink
called
Iron or something. It's made with real iron.
Yeah, that's what it claims to be.
Is it orange?
Yes.
Oh, do you know this?
I know this because when I was around 6 months old, we lived in the UK, and that was one of the things that like you just had. Like it's like Fanta, but not.
So you've had it before.
You remember being 6 months old?
No, I don't. But like we would go back to England a lot.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've had it, but not in like decades.
Okay.
But yeah, it's called like iron,
iron something. Yeah.
Yeah,
iron brew or iron brick.
Yeah,
iron.
It looks like it's like an orange drink.
It looks like Orange Crush.
Yeah. Here it comes.
So Jimmy, I'm gonna advise you to be very careful about your lemongrass bets in the future.
Yes,
because there is such a thing as a lemongrass ginger cookie.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. Due warning.
Oreo does
all right.
No, it's not an Oreo.
Here's what I'm gonna say about that. That might be fine for another cookie.
Sure. It's not what this one was.
I knew it wasn't this.
No, I get that. I'm just
also
saying.
I might take a bite of it and go, oh, this might be lemongrassy, and then I don't make that offer.
Right.
He was so fucking wrong. Oh, thank you, Garen. See, what I do is I yell and pretend I'm angry, and then I go, oh, thank you, Garen. All right, here we go. This is called Iron Brew, but you've had this, which is a little disappointing.
Well, not in decades, so
okay.
I don't know.
This might be a fun, nostalgic
It's probably changed. The formula's probably changed.
As a reminder, 62 calories a can.
Yep. Very precise.
For a whole can.
Oh, and it is orange. The liquid itself is orange.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Matt, pass that on to our guest there.
We're not spiking them? We're just having it? Okay.
But you're welcome to put whatever you need out of your purse into this.
By the way, I found out recently they don't have solo cups in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
They just have
group cups. What do they have? Here we go.
Well, they just drink out of the bottle.
No, it's not a joke. It's not the setup.
Is this your solo? No.
I was watching a Margot Robbie interview, and she said like when she came to America, she was so excited because in all the movies you see kids at a party drinking out of solo cups, and she had never experienced it.
Yeah.
So when she finally came, and she's like, "They're real. They really have them. They really." And she was so excited. But it just seems so weird that they wouldn't be able to get, I mean, maybe they don't want them, but like, why?
And why wouldn't there be a knockoff one then?
Yeah.
All right, as a reminder, this is called Iron Brew. This is The original and best, 62 calories, serve cool, and it's a carbonated flavored soft drink. Here we go.
Chin chin.
Chin chin to you.
Gentlemen, do you have?
Oh, boy, oh boy. That's strong.
Especially on the back of that cookie.
Oy, oy, oy.
No, thank you.
I do not like it.
That tastes like cotton candy.
It's very, very sweet.
And yes, yes, yes.
It's like melted down cotton candy.
There's a thickness to it that I didn't expect for a liquid.
I'm glad I wasn't drinking.
You know what I mean? It's almost like
Guinness.
You say? It's like it's thick. There's a thick vibe. A
I don't mind the thickness, to be honest.
There's a viscosity that's
what I'm. Yeah, that's what I'm getting at, yeah.
And by the way, you're talking about candy floss?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, but you said cotton candy. That makes me think you're not really from Canada.
Well,
don't you guys say candy floss up there for that?
No, cotton candy.
I think England calls it candy floss.
Neil Young, in his song, Sugar Mountain.
Oh, he calls it
talks
candy
talks about
floss?
The...
Candy
yeah.
floss? What? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Why am I going back for more?
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I like it.
You do?
I do. I'm not
I kind of like it, too.
I'm not going to drink it because there's too many calories in it, but...
62.
And too much sugar.
But we're splitting the 62 calories between the three of us.
Well, how many servings per can?
Well, I got was able to get 5 out of the 2 cans.
Okay.
But how much does the 62 calories, is there one serving in a can?
Absolutely.
Sometimes they play games.
330 milligrams.
Oh, you know what? It's also kind of milliliters? Bubble gum.
Yes.
It's bubble gum.
That's what it's
like.
It's like, it's like an orange flavored bubble gum. Yes.
Done. I'm in on that.
That's exactly
right? It's an orange-flavored Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
You sure it's not Meyer Lemon?
If you say it again, I swear to God. All right. Well, that was fun. I don't dislike this.
I feel the need to keep drinking it, even though I do not enjoy it. It's like I'm trying to...
I'm going
to
reach for it.
Yeah, like as if I... Maybe it'll be good the next sip. No, stop. Putting it down.
And I like it. I like it.
You can have mine.
If there was a... No, I'm not going to... Again, too many calories.
It's giving me a hint of...
Say it. I swear to God.
It's not...
I haven't punched somebody since I was 12 years old. I'll fucking do it.
It's not your standard lemon.
Okay. What kind of...
It's not Meyer lemon, right?
Oh, he's getting 2 for flinching. Well, 4
That's going to come back later.
Do you guys have an HR department? Like how
yeah,
do you
Jimmy.
Navigate?
Yeah, it's him.
It's kind of an unfortunate loophole. He is the HR.
Actually, we use Bambi. Which we talked about on the show, right?
Yeah, there's an ad on SXM for phone HR.
Yeah.
You hire Bambi to be your HR if you're a small business. But if you're us and HR calls Garen, hey, there's something happening at work we got to talk to you about. He knows we called them.
Yeah.
I wonder who's mad at me. It's very clear. So we can't.
So it's full transparency. There's no.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be a waste of money.
I think it's got to be for maybe you have 50 or more employees, maybe 25 or more.
Right.
Yeah. You can't have
enough
two.
Cover. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This is my throat is burning. Is that bad?
Well, you just drank iron.
Yeah.
Again, I enjoyed mine.
It's coating my mouth, so I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's like...
Just put it here.
Unpleasant.
I'll take it when we're done. Yeah, just put it on the ground.
It's like the more
I'll take it when we're done. I'll take it when we're done.
The aftertaste was what I didn't like, I think.
Did you guys have, like, when you were growing up, like, what was your weird thing that you loved to eat? Like, your... Like, your junk food, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
Well, I grew up in the Northeast, in upstate New York, they had Fryhoffers. Maybe, I don't know if that reached.
I don't know what that is.
No, they didn't get to us.
Fryhoffers is like Entenmann's. It's like bakery that, like, you know, 7-Elevens and like fast food chains or like convenience stores would have the cookies and the muffins like, and little
and
things.
A loaf.
Right. And their chocolate chip, the Fryhoffer chocolate chip cookie was incredible. Like you open that box and you know it was the kind of box that had the window in the top, the plastic.
And were they little? Were they small?
Yeah, they were little, but they were soft.
Yeah.
And god damn it, they were good. I know you don't like a soft cookie.
I don't like a soft cookie.
But you could eat a whole box of these friggin' things.
I could eat a whole box of any cookie.
Yeah.
Soft, hard.
You just said you didn't like a soft cookie.
I don't, but who doesn't like it's delicious.
Sugar is sugar.
Thank you for saying it. What is yours? Mine
was, you know what I loved? I don't know. Do you know what a McCain Deep and Delicious cake is? That didn't come down here?
No.
None of those words meant anything to me.
McCain's was a company. They made like French fries and stuff. But they also had these.
Like frozen
French fries? Yeah. Frozen French fries. But they also had cakes. And they were in like this plastic container and frosted, obviously, and you could just cut little like slices out of it, but it was like a square cake. Not like the cake that you get at the grocery store, like not like the white frosting ones. It was always chocolate. It was delicious. You keep it in the fridge and you just cut a little bit.
Was it refrigerated at the store or you just...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But not frozen, like just...
Not frozen.
Huh.
I'm sure there's an American version of that.
100%. I'll look it up. I'll get back to
you. I can envision it as I'm walking down the aisle at Ralph's.
And the icing was always sort of like little peaks.
Yes.
Like little like chocolate peaks.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, it was called Deep and Delicious.
Deep and Delicious from McCain's. Mm. Are they still around?
And I work for McCain's.
Use promo code Murphy. Get yourself.
They are still around.
All right.
They're a proud Canadian company.
Can you pull up a photo of this cake?
I feel like there's got to be the American equivalent. It's like an Entenmann's, but...
Yeah. But those were always like room temp, which is on the shelf.
That's the one.
Oh, wow.
That looks like maybe a little Sara Lee-ish package-wise.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, it was like Sara Lee adjacent. Mm. Yeah.
And how much is that, Garen?
That's $5.88.
Well, so now it'll be $22.75, right?
Yeah.
Canadian.
So $5.88, what does that mean? In normal times, what's the conversion on that? Six bucks is what in American?
Probably $4.50.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
Can you zoom in on that?
Do you want me to send you one?
I just want to see. It's like it's a.
Yeah, it's very Sara Lee. You're right.
$4.24 in American dollars.
Well, that seems like a steal.
That's
for
an incredible deal.
Well, can't wait.
Well, how big is it? How big is that?
That's true. That's is that 2 inch by 4 inch, or is it?
It was like that.
You're suggesting that's like a 9 inch long.
I don't know what this thing is doing.
Yeah.
That's better. Yeah, that's closer.
Yeah.
Wait, click those other photos. Maybe there's a close-up shot. There we go.
There you go.
There's your peaks.
Yeah, man.
Well, it looks delicious. Well, see, here's the problem, though, with what's going on in our world. If this was six months ago, we'd get one of those in the mail next week.
Yeah.
But now,
with the tariffs,
save your money, everybody.
And by the way, I don't know how that works. If somebody sends us something from Canada, do we have to pay the UPS guy? Like, they're not paying it. We're paying it.
Well, did you hear the funny, like, sad, ridiculous thing about the tariff thing is that apparently, because of some sort of snafu, haven't been collecting the tariffs. The tariffs are supposed to be collected at the port.
No.
And they're just not even.
So all of this,
it's all for fucking nothing. It's not even happening. Although,
so it's
I'm
all
sure
sound
it
and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah.
Basically, this guy's entire effing life.
Well, have you seen what the Chinese exporter people are doing? Mm-hmm. They're revealing that all this luxury stuff that you guys buy, us as Americans, costs a dollar, costs pennies. And here's how you can get it. And like, order from us. You want laundry Tide Pods? They're 5 cents for 20 or whatever. Or 20 for a dollar, whatever the hell it was. I don't know. But they're on TikTok making videos. Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it.
No way.
None of this is real. It's all bullshit. Mm. Your Nikes, you can get 5 pairs of Nikes for $20.
How do I do that?
You got to go through them. Go to...
I'm on TikTok. I have a very mediocre...
Well, now that we talked about it, you'll see it. It'll come up. And they're in their factories. Listening. Here's what we're doing. It's
For a while, there's been a thing with because there's a whole market for sneakers, like Jordans, all this like whatever.
Yeah.
But like if you can always for the many years you've been able to buy knockoffs, but the knockoffs I think are basically made in the same factory, so they're not really knockoffs. They're the same shoe.
Yeah.
It's just they're not going through Nike and they're not getting there's all these middlemen.
Wait. So you're I'm clear. I'm buying a knockoff Nike.
Yeah.
Does it have the swoosh?
Yeah.
It just isn't good.
That's just a Nike then.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes there's little differences or there's little flaws or whatever. There could be, almost like from a factory outlet type thing. But sometimes not. Like sometimes it's literally just the same thing. And sometimes you'll buy a Nike from the official Nike and there's a mistake or a problem.
Does that matter to you guys though? Like having things be like, designer or like...
I thought you were going to say like if there was like a flaw to it. Like it would annoy me if I spent $200 on a pair of shoes and like the swoosh was off center when it wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
But then sometimes it's supposed to be off center and you're like, no, though, that's how they designed it. And you're like, it's cool that way. So it's all fucking bullshit.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So, to put your mind at ease.
Yeah.
how often are you looking at your shoe from that angle while you're walking that you would?
Not at all. It's all psychological. Yeah. It's all
there's function
nonsense.
And then there's branding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true.
But people get all crazy because, you know, they make limited edition Jordans or whatever, Dunks, Nike Dunks. And they come out and there's only 5,000 of them. So people go crazy and then they resell them and they resell for thousands of dollars or, you know, multiple hundreds, like $600, $700. But then you can also just get the knockoff and it's like you spend $50 or whatever. And it's sure. Like, so what are we doing?
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Throwing money away.
Yeah. It's silly.
Let me ask you a question, Matt. You might not know the answer to this. We call them Jordans.
Yeah.
At some point, he's going to be irrelevant.
Yeah.
In the way, I mean, I recognize one of the greatest players of all time, but so was Dr. J in my childhood.
Yeah.
And then the Dr. J shoe was very popular, and then nobody gave a shit again. When will it be that we don't call them Jordans, and it moves on to somebody else for the new generation to be excited about? Because young kids, they don't know who Jordan is.
Well, the Jordan brand split off from Nike, even though Nike still manufactures them. It's its own brand now. And so it's kind of like Ford or Kleenex. Like, it doesn't really have anything to do. Like, you don't need to know or care about Michael Jordan, the person or the player. It's just the brand and people like their designs. You okay. know what I mean? So I think that, but I know what you mean. Like, there's a lot of history attached to certain models. They're like, oh, this was the one he wore when he won the slam dunk competition in 1988. And that's cool. Cause I have the poster or I've seen the video of it. And I don't think, obviously, kids don't know or care about that stuff even now. But many other players have come along. Have been, you know, LeBron is arguably better than Jordan. But
I was going to say, where's LeBron's shoe?
He has shoes, but they're and Kobe has shoes, and the fact that Kobe had an untimely death made his shoes more valuable. So those are now popular. But nothing has ever touched the Jordan shoes, and I think it's just a.
But Jordan's part of it's part of hip hop legacy. It's and maybe it's because. Zeitgeisty, it's a very millennial or Gen X thing that eventually it will age out, to your point.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's sort of come underneath and brought it the same sparkle. Jordans are Jordans. It's Kleenex. It's
right. It's because you can't do that twice. It's like it was the first one where they really figured out how to market the player to a level that no one had ever done. Like, the Spike Lee directed the commercials. Yeah,
they made a
right.
movie about the creation of Jordans, starring Ben Affleck and Matt
it's a good
Damon.
Movie.
Yeah,
it's a great
it's a
movie.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
But if I'm I recognize what's happening. I'm part of the conversation. Is if I'm a kid of a certain age, and I don't know Michael. I recognize Michael Jordan's great, but I'm this age, and my favorite player is LeBron.
Yeah,
sure.
I would go to the store and buy LeBron shoes.
And some people do, but my son is 12, and he likes Jordans. Like, he doesn't care about
let's
the
be
player.
Fair. He's
my son.
He's your son.
Yeah, I sort of indoctrinated him into it. But but he likes the design. Like, he doesn't care about the player. He barely even knows what the deal is.
I know, but he likes it.
But other kids do too.
You're his dad.
Yeah,
so you guys are basketball. Guys.
No, I'm not. No.
I was growing up.
I'm so sorry.
Good heavens.
Nah. I didn't mean to offend you.
I named the four people I know.
What's your sport?
It's called, and you might not know this, but Kenna, none of your fucking business.
My apologies.
You guys have that up there?
No.
Yeah.
It is a individual sport.
It's a warm weather sport.
You're just walking in the park.
I love baseball.
Oh.
That's my sport.
Really?
Yeah.
You just like sitting and watching nothing happen.
Love it. Love it.
Great.
Take your humor and bring it back over that fucking border, that fake border that somebody just drew a line and decided that's how.
Why are you so mad at me?
I don't like the way you asked me your question. yes, I like baseball. And in fact, I was just talking with my doctor this morning, who's from Toronto. And we were talking about the Blue Jays during my doctor's appointment. Blue Jays are doing well.
Are they? Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
What is your sport? You don't have to have one. Not everybody has one.
None.
Yeah.
None.
You don't like curling?
I was in my youth on a TV show about curling.
Pardon me?
Oh.
Well,
so
I
it
was
wasn't
in my early 20s.
It was about curling, but it wasn't a curling.
I had to learn how to curl to be on the show.
Oh. Was it a situation comedy?
Yeah.
About curling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what? Fun.
Imagine that.
I can.
I
it lasted. Because it lasted one season. Yeah.
What was it about a school age curling team?
Well, no, when I say in my youth, we were all in our early 20s.
Oh, okay.
But we had to learn how to curl. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Hence the hurry hard, hurry hard, hurry hard. Like, it's hard. Like, what's that? And you got to get.
Wait a minute. What was that? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Hurry hard?
When you're sweeping, you say, hurry hard, hurry hard, hurry hard.
What does that mean?
I think we should be hurry.
I don't know.
But you got to hurry hard.
And then hard.
Yeah. And then you all have brooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen the broom.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. It is, I guess, technically my culture as a Canadian, but I don't understand it. I don't understand
it. Did the plot of the show like revolve around curling, or was that just kind of incidental?
No, it was like, okay, there's like a curling team, and then like, oh, the hijinks around everyone who works at like a factory. And yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just a means to an end.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's like if you were asked to bowl for an American sitcom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 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 Right.
It's not about the bowling. It's about, I don't know. It's the friends you meet along the way.
What was the name of the program?
It was called Men with Brooms.
That's a fun name.
Also, it was very curling forward then. Yeah, it was right there in the title.
Definitely curling forward.
Huh.
Yeah.
I want to see this show.
No. Listen, I'm very proud of it. I thought it was delightful.
Does Bruce Smith have video of this?
No, this was before I moved to L.A.
Right, but you had a calling card when you came down.
No, it exists on the internet.
Maybe
on
the World Wide Web.
Men with Brooms, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Men with Brooms. Is that available on YouTube, Garen?
This was a movie or a show?
There was a movie that they then turned into a show.
Leslie Nielsen's in the movie.
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Yes, Leslie was in the movie. And Paul Gross, who was on a show called Due South. I don't know if you guys ever got that.
I've heard of Due South.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so he was the star of the movie, and then he was our narrator on the TV show.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Michael Gross's son.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Family Ties?
What?
No, that's not true.
I heard he's married to Mary Gross.
that's not true.
Did we ever confirm that Mary Gross and Michael Gross were brother and sister?
Yeah, they're brother.
They are brother and sister. Yeah,
and did Mary Gross marry somebody famous as well?
That I don't know.
That was
I saw a thing about that. She is not married, but she has had a long-term relationship with somebody named Jay, and the last name escapes me now.
Hmm.
So not a famous person.
Yeah.
Or at least
nobody I recognize.
Yeah, nobody Elliot knows. Mm. Could certainly
were you guys athletic? Did you guys do sports growing up? You were.
I did sports growing up. Was I athletic? That's a different story. I played soccer and did, what else did I do? Skiing and...
nice.
And I played a little baseball that I was not good at it at all.
What was your nickname out in right field?
Wheels.
Wheels. Wheels Belknap.
Yeah. Did you? You didn't?
I was horrible in Little League, but I played. And then I was on the golf team in high school.
Oh.
And for 2 years. And then I was...
Do you still golf?
Yes. And I've completely forgotten how to play the game. I'm horrible at it.
No.
Horrible. Embarrassingly bad.
No.
Embarrassingly bad.
I was thinking about that because that story you told. I think you're just rusty. Maybe I said that at the time. You gotta just get out to the driving range.
Of course, all of that is the case. But I just, as I said the time before that, I've lost the feel for it. Mm. That's my worry. Even when I go to the driving range, it's I don't have the feel for the game that I once had.
Oh. Mm.
What about you?
No, I danced. That was my thing.
You danced? What kind of, like
ballet?
Like ballet. My wife did ballet.
Yeah,
and goes every Saturday now. She goes to a ballet class.
Oh, that's fun.
Just to kinda, I should do that again.
What part of town do you live in?
Echo Park.
That will not be convenient to where my wife goes.
Okay. But it's like grown-ups doing like full...
Believe it or not, it's all 8-year-olds and her.
Oh, wow.
But she goes.
And nobody blinks an eye?
Nobody thinks it's weird.
That's fabulous.
Every other mother thinks that she's an instructor. And she just shows up.
Bless.
But she likes it.
That's so lovely. She's in a full tutu, I'm assuming. Like...
I don't know what the costume is.
Yeah.
I don't think it's tutus.
No.
I think
a leotard, probably.
I've
tried everything and I can't get the taste of this fucking drink out of my mouth. Is anyone else struggling with this? I can't believe
it's
how
still there.
It has coated my mouth.
It's like not pleasant.
It's almost waxy.
It's waxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's made of iron.
Oh yeah. So we got an iron coated mouth.
Yeah. I don't. Here's the thing. I very much enjoyed it while I was drinking it. I don't like the afterlife.
Effect. Yeah. 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 Well, none of us will have, we won't be anemic because it's
right.
Iron.
Yeah.
Right?
So we also won't have teeth because I feel like I can feel it breaking my teeth then.
Well, there's four more cans in the fridge. You know what? We'll tell Tyler.
Yeah, I'll see if Tyler wants it.
He seems healthy enough to handle it.
He loved it. I gave him some factor meals last time and he loved them.
Nice.
Yeah. He's the handsome guy that works in the office today. Who I saw wave through the window to a stranger today.
Huh.
And it's like. So he just waves to everybody.
Yes, yeah. A very friendly guy.
Nice. I thought he waved to us because, there's my office mates. And he waved to us. No, this asshole just waves to everybody.
I mean, Jimmy, his window is open.
Turn that into a negative.
Just waves.
Does he expect it flicks off everybody else?
No, I do. I want him to fucking focus on your work, and then you, oh, there's Jimmy, there's Matt Elliott, you wave.
Somebody who focuses does not have their window open next to the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no dig on Tyler, but it just seems true.
Dig on Tyler was the show that Siobhan was on after Member Brooms.
That's correct.
Are you comfortable saying the show your husband's working on at the moment?
No.
You are not comfortable.
Well, it's just that he's... many things are in development.
Very good.
Yeah. Right. Top secret until
very
it's real.
Good. We
until
understand this business. No question
yes,
about it.
Yes.
All right, Siobhan, in addition to the stupid games we've already played, we have a recurring stupid game where we try to guess. This season's theme is horror and sci-fi movies.
Yep.
And we're trying to match Elliot, who has the con. And I believe $30 are up for grabs. Is that correct, Garen?
30? At least 30 25. Bucks.
25?
Let's check my document.
I think
it's 30. All right.
Got to scroll down.
All right, you know what, Garen?
20 seasons.
Don't say anything until I do this.
But
it's the letter game, starting with the letter.
There we go. Garen, how much are we playing for?
$25.
$25. Okay. All right, Siobhan, you're up first, which is the catbird seat, because I think there's one huge one here. I think there's a lot of big ones, but I think there's one huge one.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So it's either sci-fi or
horror.
Horror.
I mean, if there's something that's both, it could be that too, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I just write it on the...
Now you can say it.
Oh, I just say it.
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
you thought that would make it to you?
I really did.
You're out of your skull. There was no way that was making
it. I really
it
did. Yeah.
I kind of thought, that was not... I was afraid she was going to take mine, which everyone has in mind. Now I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the...
And then what was your number two?
Well, I think it was going to be Hellraiser, but I do have a sci-fi that I don't think is great. I'll wait until everyone else goes before I say that.
So wait, you're saying that Hellraiser... Because Halloween was my number one.
Yeah.
Hellraiser was my number two.
Same. Mm-hmm.
So I got to go with my number three, which is Hellboy. I could see Elliot maybe thinking of Hellboy.
That's the kind of bullshit he would pull.
Right? I know. Also, I couldn't think of a third. I was grateful. I was grateful that Hellboy hit my head.
Once Garen gives us his. Do you have another one, Garen?
I do have two more. Yeah. I just don't know which one to go
with. Oh, wait, Garen, before it's your turn.
Sitting cross-legged on the floor.
And Garen sucks. Hey, we check in with Garen Cockrell. He's over there at the Pop Culture Beats Info Desk, sponsored by... Who do we want that to be sponsored by today? Let's get... throw Kennedy Todd some love. Kennedy Todd Tees, head over there. Use promo code PARTO to get 25% off. Garen, what's been going on?
I had a park field day on Saturday.
I don't know what that means.
I didn't either. So my friend Jess is like, we're going to go to the park on Saturday. You guys want to join me? I'm like, okay. So we get there. We grill. We went to a place in the... Johnny Carson Park.
Yeah.
There's like a weird grill thing they have there. So we grilled. It was really good. And then she's like, okay, we're going to do this now. I'm like, all right, we're going to play badminton. What are we going to do? This is a field day. What are we doing? Small canvases and paint? She's like, you guys got, you got 10 minutes to paint a scene around this area.
Absolutely not.
Like, she's out.
I kind of wanted to say that. It was fun. It was just a cute, stupid little thing.
So you did it? You committed to the bit?
Oh, I did.
What did you paint?
I painted, so from where I was sitting, like this direction, there's a huge tower of electric tower. So I painted that and then the path and then it was paint. I drew it first with pencil and then I painted over it.
Thank you.
Like an artist.
You're a really good friend.
I try. I do my
really
best.
Yeah.
And then we had to each take 5 minutes on the same canvas and then just continue the theme of whatever the first person started.
Oh, so you swapped.
Oh.
It's like a telephone painting?
Yeah. Well, no, we did our own first, and then the second round was, okay, now we have this one. You start this, and then in 5 minutes, I'll take over, and then 5 minutes, you finish it off.
It's kind of fun.
So
it was just three of you?
Just the three of us.
What did you eat in this
burgers park? And hot dogs.
Standard park fare.
That's nice.
Love it. Sounds great. That park sounds great.
Took Dexter with me. It was a good afternoon.
Dexter's your neighbor?
Yeah.
The serial killer.
Yeah.
Little doggy.
Yeah, he's getting a little stabby. I was like, what are we doing? It's supposed to be a nice night.
Especially when that paint came out. He was like, I'm not up for this.
He just splattered his paint on his canvas.
Yeah, but I got home and I started watching this Nicole Kidman movie, and I couldn't. I just passed out.
What's the name of it? Harlem? Harlem?
Holland.
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 Oh, is it good? Well, you passed out, so no.
I fell asleep.
Yeah, okay, so then.
It's weird. It's weird. It's,
yeah.
The tone of it is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's, it doesn't feel like it's, it feels like a sitcom sort of filmed. It's, I don't even know how to, it's bizarre. It's not that it's bad or anything. I don't know. It didn't hold me enough to keep me awake.
Okay.
But I need to finish it. I want to finish it and see what happens.
Sure, of course you do. Got to be a completist.
The other dude, that guy from Succession's in it. The guy, the husband, Siobhan's husband. Not your husband.
Oh, he's great. No, but Shiv, yeah.
Shiv's husband.
McFadden.
Yes.
Thomas?
No.
Is that the guy that some people say you kind of look like?
No, not a single person would say that. This guy's 6 foot tall.
What's his name?
Yeah, but in the face.
You think so?
McFadden.
Yeah, isn't he?
It's McFadden.
Well, what's his first
Matthew.
Name? Matthew McFadden. Yeah. Oh, why couldn't I think of it? It's my name.
Yes, right.
That's the son-in-law who's trying to always angle in the power.
Yeah.
If you kind of...
Him and uncle and cousin Greg are always in cahoots. Yeah.
If you blur your eyes, he's got the same shape head as you.
All right.
And his haircut is not terribly different.
Yeah. All right. I see that.
No, you're being very kind.
No, it's true.
Well, he's a good actor. And
so are you.
May my head be so lucky. Greg. All right, Garen, now it's time for your guess.
I think I'm going to go with heavy metal.
Yeah, I thought of heavy metal too, but I don't know if the boy would think
that's
of
it. Yeah. My other one, the one I had left was Hackers.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know.
It's a deep cut.
Yeah, I don't know if he would go that.
Angelina Jolie and Johnny Lee Miller.
Yeah.
My other one was the sci-fi, and I thought of it this morning. Her.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I was also going to say Halo, but I feel like that's too deeply sci-fi.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's that's, like I mean, they did. Wait, did they make a movie? They made a show.
Definitely a TV show.
Is there a movie of it?
Isn't there a Halo movie?
I don't know the answer.
It's just a show on the game.
Well, I'm glad I didn't
guess
it
then. There was Doom. There was a Doom movie.
Yes, yeah. Certainly.
I don't think there was a Halo movie yet.
Okay,
Doom was Jean-Claude Van Damme? Is that right?
I don't remember.
No, it was The Rock.
Okay. Right.
Jean-Claude was in Street Fighter.
I don't like the way this soda affects my throat.
I'm telling you, it's a disaster.
All in agreement. It's.
I feel like I'm having an allergic reaction to it.
Are you serious?
Like slow motion. Yeah. It's like
that's how I'm feeling.
I feel like fucked up in the head. Like, is there like a lot of caffeine in it or something?
No, but there is.
There's a lot of ketamine in it.
That would explain it.
There's turmeric.
Ugh, but that's maybe what my throat is reacting to. But I also my head feels fuzzy.
All of that. I don't disagree with anything you just said. That's a failure.
I feel like I'm fighting through it. This soda ruined the show.
It's also
3,000 degrees in here. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I think we're all having an allergy.
Should we just open the door, even though we're being loud? But like, it's just
I mean, they're not going to care because they yelled through a bunch of auditions the other day.
It's literally 81 degrees.
Open it up.
Oh, my God.
Open it up. Let's get
it's actually 81 degrees.
Yeah. That.
I'm so glad I wore a cashmere sweater.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
we're not going to get loud again until we find out what bullshit he picked for the letter.
Yeah. Okay, so what was it?
We don't know yet.
We're about to find out.
Open the door. Let some air into this room.
Oh. We have to find out what the fans think Elliot's going to say.
That's right.
And that requires a theme.
I am relieved to hear that you're having the same allergic reactions sort of vibe.
We're all together.
Like, I don't like the way this feels.
Mm-hmm.
And with everything that's going on with me health-wise, it's like, what the fuck now am I adding to it?
But
are
you okay?
No.
But when I first said it, I was having a weird aftertaste. You guys acted like I was crazy.
No.
It hadn't hit in yet.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. Certainly, I'm experiencing aftertaste. I'm not experiencing it feels like a... Allergic reaction,
it's my throat.
It's not pleasant.
Yeah. The throat, right down in here, it just feels
like it's not a disaster, but it's not pleasant.
You're aware, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I can't drink enough of something else to get rid of it.
That's what I'm saying. I kept drinking water.
No, we all have to brush our teeth, basically.
Yeah.
You think that's going to help with my throat?
I don't know, maybe.
How do you brush your teeth?
Well, all the way down?
Canadian.
You go down?
Go all the way in there?
In Canada, we have teeth all the way down.
Oh, yeah. You're different people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why you like poutine. We're like shark creatures.
Oh, I didn't know. Interesting.
That explains the South Park joke now. Now I get it.
I don't get that joke at all. We don't reference other shows.
Yeah, ever.
No free rides.
We make our own jokes.
No, we don't plug those.
That's it.
No free rides.
Give us the fan.
All right. So, number 10 for the fans.
Yeah.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very sci-fi and unwatchable.
You think that's going to be?
You think that's his? If it is, I'll kick him.
Okay.
You saw that I followed through today. I punched him.
Yeah, you are in definitely a violent mood.
I will kick you.
Okay. Will you kick him 42 times? Because that's the meaning of the universe.
My son liked that book for I don't know if he still does, but he liked it for a minute.
It's good as a book. I don't think it translates. I mean, I know it's very popular as a radio show, and then there's a couple of movies. I think the book's the only one that's successful.
Yeah.
As far as, it's a lot of word stuff.
The movie was fine.
It was fine.
It wasn't great.
The book is, I mean, I know this is like a cliche, but the book is way better. Yeah. A lot of the stuff only works as words.
Is there a movie that's better than the book?
A movie better than
the book? Sure, we've had this conversation.
Any movie that's better than the book.
Is there a movie that's
better? Dead Zone, the book is good, but Dead Zone gets to the heart of the matter more quickly. Like, it does what it needs to do in the right amount of time.
The problem is I don't read books, so I don't know the answer. Like, is the Godfather book better than the Godfather movie? Because the Godfather movie is incredible.
Well, there's Jaws. The book is not better. Jaws is famously better.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, because the book is kind of just like a trashy...
Yeah.
Oh, also, I'm just riffing off of you, but like Moby Dick is better than the movie. Like,
oh, I haven't seen the movie of Moby Dick.
Wait, well, what?
No,
what
no
what
one
you,
has.
What are you saying?
Is there a movie of Moby Dick?
Didn't
well, wait a minute.
Russell Crowe play...
Oh, yeah, that's... but it's called...
Oh, that was like... Yeah, yeah, what
is
was
that Master
called?
And Commander?
No.
Noah?
No, it was recent.
Oh.
It was like, no, it's not. Is it Russell Crowe? I think Ron Howard directed
it. It was a Ron Howard movie.
Oh, no, that was...
It's Moby Dick.
That was one of the Heart of the Sea or something.
Yes. I think it's...
But it's not about... It's not based on Moby Dick. It's based on the true story that Moby Dick was based on or something. There's some weird thing
You're right. I'm riffing.
But again, the problem is there a movie that... Other, Jaws. Is there a movie that's better...
Than the book. That's the question.
I read that book. Yeah, but the movie was...
Right.
Oh, there is one.
There is one. We all have one.
No, but I can think of... in my head, I'm like, oh, somebody said that... Well, all right. I will say this. The Tom Cruise, Philip K. Dick sci-fi one.
Minority Report.
Minority Report is better than the story it's based on.
Okay. I believe it.
Okay.
Because I recently read all the Philip K. Dick short stories because I was doing some sci-fi improv, and so I went through all those.
Yeah.
And... They're good stories, but the movies that most of them are that are based on most of the stories actually are generally better.
I don't know how you guys are if it's affecting your lives, but that door being open is night and day.
Yeah,
I'm feeling right it a little bit, and it is helping. Yeah.
It's lovely.
Coming right at me.
Yeah. Now, Ryan's in there, right?
I don't know.
He was earlier.
He was there a minute ago. I saw him.
Well, but doesn't that affects camera?
Yeah. So does this.
Oh. Yeah, but I'm the star.
Yeah, fair enough.
if I may, I'll be in.
Well, it's not going to stop us from seeing you.
I don't know. I might blend into that office background.
No, the lighting's beautiful. You look great.
Yeah, you're on. I could say nothing but thank you.
No, it's true.
And do a Oscar Nunez character. Very bizarre.
I could open that door in a way that it wouldn't.
Open the door and let some air.
Well, first of all, see if Ryan's in there.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth is the star of that,
can't be
that
right.
movie, by the
right.
way.
There you go. No, what are you doing? What's happened?
Also, Tom Holland is in it.
Shapes.
Huh. Oh, no way.
My son and I saw that. I enjoyed it, and he was bored. But he might like it now, but he was too young at the time.
I don't think I've seen it.
You'll love it.
Better than the book?
Yes?
Was it based on a different book? Like,
was based on In the Heart of the Sea, The Tragedy of the Whale Ship Essex by Nathaniel Philbrick.
Which is what? Is that?
That's a current book. It's not an old book.
So does it have anything to do with Moby Dick? Because I swear to God, there was like something about
I thought it was about Moby Dick. Like the real Moby Dick.
Like this was the real story. Yeah,
right? I'm not crazy, right?
No, I think you're right.
No, you're right. It is. It's about a sperm whale that attacked a ship.
Yeah.
As they do.
You're right.
Likes the jizz, right?
I've seen a couple movies like that, too.
Yeah. Idiots. Complete idiots. I think you're at number 7.
I don't know, but I can do the next thing, which is Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
I guess you could call that a sci-fi.
That sucks.
Yeah. Halloween Ends.
All right. Well, again,
why are we doing this?
We're going to do all
We're doing Halloween. That's.
I mean, it's up to you guys.
If you pick a movie that's Halloween that's not just Halloween, then I will kill you.
No. You win. Halloween.
Oh, you
is,
think?
Yes.
Then I won't kill you.
Without a doubt. To me, it's Halloween.
And the whole franchise.
We've said no sequels.
Okay.
So if he says Halloween Ends, it's Halloween.
Okay.
Although with your broken collarbone, I like my odds.
Again, I'll kick you. Yeah. Why am I kicking you? I forget why.
Do you want to hear something horrible that you're going to want to kick me over?
I want to hear two things. I want to hear why I want to kick him, and then I want to hear your what you have.
I don't remember.
What was the reason? I don't remember.
Does anyone remember why I want to kick him?
No.
Probably, if I pick
if
one of the
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I pre-ordered Howard the Duck on Blu-ray.
Karen,
you can't make Rent.
This was a long time ago.
Oh, I see.
When you could
pre-ordered
you
could? It.
Yes.
Pre-ordered. And I did the same thing for the 4K. Every format available.
And have you,
I have Howard
and have
the Duck
you watched
and,
it?
Yes, I have.
You have watched it.
So,
yes.
So and you like it?
Yeah, I love it. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Okay.
But I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's got that, it yeah, hooks you when you're
I haven't
kid.
Seen it since the first time I saw it.
I have that with Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Oh. Like, I loved that movie. I watched it every single weekend, like, on VHS. Like,
but that is good, isn't it?
Have you rewatched
no.
it?
No. It's not good.
It doesn't hold up.
It doesn't try to be good, though.
No, but like I had this because I would rotate through Princess Bride and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, yeah. And I would get both like because our corner store around the corner like rented movies, so mm-hmm. it was that or that. And then during like the pandemic, I was like, you know what? I should revisit some of these movies. Rewatched it. It's not. I mean, Keanu Reeves is a saint and an angel who walks among us. So I will not speak ill of his name. However, it's wildly racist and like so sexist. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
Like the jokes aren't even
that's
good.
A bummer.
And the production to me kind of felt like if a Saturday morning live action kids show.
Yes.
Was made in like those people made a movie,
but that was I would argue that's part of the charm of it at the time was that it was kind of crummy in its in its execution.
Yeah, sure.
But like charmingly so, I would say like it's
not its biggest problem.
It wasn't trying
no,
to be
no, that's not its biggest problem.
It wasn't like aiming for like Star Wars level
no,
anything. It was
no.
just like a stupid. It knew it was stupid.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
kind of
like a stoner.
Yeah,
buddy,
it was comedy. It was like Beavis and Butthead type.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
Thing.
Totally.
But yeah, I know that the F slur is in it, and that's not great in retrospect.
But it's just it's so like thinking of myself as like a 6 year old like little girl just being like, right. "That's my movie."
Yeah.
And
then
being like, "Okay, that's your movie." And
do
I was
the female
like,
characters get to speak? They do not. Okay, well, this is cool.
One. Her name is Joan of Arc, and well, we know how that ends. Yeah. But yeah,
so I believe like, friend of the show, Diane Franklin, isn't it?
She's one of the princesses. Yeah,
yeah.
She's one of the
she's
girls
so
that Bill or Ted. Marries, I guess, or gets them.
Yeah,
they get together.
Yeah,
they just
abducts.
Yeah, kidnaps and enslaves. Sexual.
Who's the blonde woman? Who's the blonde actress?
I don't remember. Was it any? Was it somebody who became somebody?
It was in other things.
I just know Diane.
She and Diane show up at those conventions. They do the conventions at the same table.
Yeah,
and you can get. I know that because of Diane's posts.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm going to the conventions and waiting in line like a fucking weirdo.
Of course not. You just call her.
Thank you. Go on.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Ah.
Yep.
Happy Death Day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hellboy.
That's what I said. I said Hellboy.
You said Hellboy.
Heavy Metal. It's number 4.
All right.
Oh.
It's pretty high.
Hereditary, number 3.
Oh, more recent horror.
And the top 2 from the fans, Hellraiser.
Yeah.
And Halloween.
There we go.
Now.
Heavy Metal is, who said that that was going to be a good guess for Elliot? I do agree with that. Feels like the kind
that
of
was what Garen's guess was.
Yeah,
and then I said that's a good guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So we usually do top 5. I've got 10 here. Some of them are repeats, but some of them aren't. So kind of throw
run
it out
through.
There. Yeah. Hunger Games.
Oh, sure.
My number 5. This is weird the way I'm writing it, but I numbered these after I wrote them down. My number 5 is Human Centipede.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I guess I should come back around to those.
Maybe.
Highlander.
Uh-huh.
The Handmaid's Tale movie.
Oh.
Hancock. The Happening, House of Dracula, and Hackers all appeared on my paper.
Hackers.
Hacker.
You nailed
it. All right, so number 5 is Human Centipede.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Wouldn't House of Dracula be a from the Dracula world?
But that's not one of my numbered ones.
I understand that, but...
But it's called House of Dracula.
Certainly you would understand that Halloween Ends and House of Dracula would be very similar.
Wow. Not sure.
What?
It's
the house of
understand
Dracula.
Your argument.
You want to get punched again?
I could be convinced to go on either side of that just because there's so much. They're not one.
Wait, does Dracula
franchise?
Appear in Halloween somehow?
No.
No,
he,
just
he's saying he's saying every franchise it's only one entry, and you're he's saying that's part of the Dracula franchise, so that
it is
be
not part of my top five. So it's a moot point.
Garen can be convinced either way. He tells us.
Okay. Just because there's so many different companies that make those Dracula movies, they're not.
I feel like
Garen, if I may, Elliot, I hate to interrupt you, but sure. I'm making an offer to Garen. Garen, can I take you to Ralph's and bring you to the deli section and slice your head off with a slicer? Is that
you know I'm a people pleaser.
You're out on that?
I might have to decline. Okay.
You have found the line.
All right. Well, listen. You don't,
it's
you don't
not
know,
often I do it.
You don't know if you don't ask.
Right. You never know.
You don't know. All right. That's fair.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
So number five, Human Centipede.
Yeah.
Number four, Her.
Oh, but who? You? That was yours.
That was my
that
backup.
Was yours.
That was my
backup.
My third
was
place.
Yeah, yeah. Backup. Yeah. Number three.
Yes.
Hellraiser.
Oh. Who's that was yours?
No, that's Siobhan. Fine. She's out.
Well, you're out.
Number two.
You said Halloween because she didn't. Yes.
Heavy Metal.
Oh!
And number one.
Is, unfortunately, we do have a winner.
And it's going to be
Halloween.
Yeah. Is that unfortunate, you asshole?
Because it's you. Nobody likes when you win.
Yeah. All right.
People hate when you win. People hate you. Oh, what's this?
Because I win so much. Oh, I guess I should just hand you that.
No, I'll open it. You're all gimped up.
Yeah, that's fair.
Get the cash!
But you got to admit, it's exciting as this much money.
That is the flip side of being frustrated where you kept picking ones no one would ever say.
That's not true. They were not ones no one would ever say. You just didn't say them.
No, you said some
Gattaca shit. Gattaca was perfectly fine.
No, it wasn't. It was bullshit.
It's G-A. You know how I figure out my...
Do you remember, Siobhan, do you remember the movie Gattaca?
Of course.
Now,
starring Judd Law?
Yeah.
Did you just call him Judd Law?
Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Yeah. Okay, but would you consider that, if you're playing this game, would you be like, well, obviously Gattaca...
Horror or sci-fi?
Well, it's sci-fi, but
I lean towards
it's not
sci-fi.
It's not top of the mind.
I'm not up
to like, if you're like trying to get rid of it, because now that I've won, now he gets to play.
I've got to correct you on something, Matt, because you keep saying he's trying to get rid of it.
You're
that's
not.
How you play.
Why don't you want to win?
It's not that. It's just that I kind of panic. So as soon as it's my turn, I write down the first thing I think of so I don't forget to have something.
But you don't have to do that one. I know that's your problem. You could also go, okay, here's the first thing I thought of. But you know what? I'm going to put that number three because I've thought of these other things since then.
I don't want to game that system because then if I pick the other thing, then somebody's going to give me a hard time. Well, we thought it was about you, so blah, blah, blah. And I can't guess what you guys are going to guess. Halloween was the first one I thought of.
Put that back.
Well, thank you for saying Halloween. Right. I don't want to go any...
This is completely off topic, but I want to tell you that I saw my father-in-law over the weekend.
Yeah.
My father-in-law, if you don't know, my father-in-law was the star of the original Star Trek, one of the stars of the original Star Trek.
That's amazing.
And he goes to the conventions from time to time. Sure. At the table next to him at the sci-fi convention was the entire cast of Gleaming the Cube.
No! What?
No.
Oh.
I thought Gleaming the Cube was a sci-fi movie because of the name and because everybody was on wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was incorrect for the record.
There's other skaters in the movie, but
I thought the whole thing was them like
they're not all
chasing each other.
No, it's a regular
again,
world.
You're thinking of that Corey Haim movie.
Yeah, yeah. What was it called?
Oh shit.
Prayer for the Roller Boys.
Prayer for the Roller Boys.
I gotta see this. I've never even heard of this movie.
Gleaming the Cube is just a movie about just
a regular movie.
About gleaming.
It's like Breaking, but it's about skateboards.
But there's a whole plot that isn't even about skating.
Yeah,
he happens
Christian
to be
Slater's
a skater.
Like Korean brother is like
is
kidnapped
killed.
Or something
yeah.
or killed and then oh, he's trying
and they
to
gotta
figure
save
it out.
Him by buying Hobies. I've seen it and I've had the poster.
Wow.
Are we ready? All right, here we go. We're gonna count to 25 by fives.
Amazing.
We all
here
do
we
it.
Go.
We
yeah, you count too.
We're gonna be loud. We're gonna disturb the neighbors. Here we go.
Here we go.
Five, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Thank you very much.
That's a big win.
It's a good day for me.
That's a big win. I knew Halloween never had a chance of making it all the way to number three.
Yeah.
Never had a chance.
Siobhan, this could have been yours.
I know.
I'm gonna rephrase that. Siobhan, this should have been yours.
But you know what? Hellraiser was also a good guess.
It's a good guess.
It was on my list.
But Halloween is the guess.
It is There's the guess.
No
it's
doubt
the correct
about
guess.
It.
Yeah.
Siobhan, I know you've got this husband that you won't stop talking about. Do you have children?
No.
You don't
no,
need
thank
them.
You.
Do you have pets?
Yes, we have a dog.
And what's this doggie's name?
She's named after my favorite golden girl, Dorothy.
Oh.
Love it.
Look at that. What do you think of that, Karen? That's got to excite you as a Golden Girl fan.
Yeah. And who's your favorite Golden Girl?
Yeah, Bea Arthur.
It's got to be Bea Arthur.
It's everybody's face. She's the funniest person.
I mean, Betty White has some good jokes, but...
I mean, and I guess everybody gets to be funny, and like Estelle Getty had the good cutting, whatever, but...
Yeah, my grandmother was named Blanche, so I didn't want to name my dog after her. Mm. And then Rose is one syllable, even though she's the one I relate to the most. And you want like a two-syllable name for a dog. And Sophia, I have a friend named Sophia. So it was Dorothy.
Let me ask you this. Mm. Have you seen this new show called Mid-Century Modern?
No. Apparently it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Golden Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels very
much. But with like lovely gay guys in Palm Springs.
Yeah, yeah. It's very much in the same spirit.
Oh, I have to check it out. Yeah. I will, 100%.
Garen loves it.
I enjoy it a lot. It's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I love Nathan Lane. I mean, he's amazing. Yeah,
he's great.
We play this game a lot on the show. Name something he was bad in.
Impossible.
Can't do it. The movie or the show might be bad.
He's never bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, I hope one day I have that legacy. Don't we all? Like, that's such a lovely...
Yeah.
I hope he knows that you speak about him this way.
He doesn't. Okay. He doesn't know we exist.
There's no way this gets to him.
No, it's impossible.
He's welcome on this program anytime. I don't care. I don't care if Nathan Lane comes in long enough to open up the door. We go, we think you're great. He says thank you. Closes the door.
Sure.
That's a win.
I agree.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Star. In fact, him saying that would probably be done very well.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Remember my joke from my stand-up days way back? Maybe 20 years ago. This was true. Nathan Lane got his thumb caught in the – slammed the door in a car door. And my joke was, Jesus, how over the top do you think that response was?
Probably very.
Yeah.
And also somehow delightful.
Still?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what? It didn't seem to affect his acting. He just kept going. That sore thumb of his.
He's got maybe the most expressive eyebrows in the business, wouldn't you think?
Well,
the
way they peak Eugene Levy.
Oh, sure.
Gene Levy's probably got Canadian's own Gene Levy.
Yeah.
Right? Did you grow up with SCT?
Of course.
You did. It was still a thing?
Of course.
Talk about revisiting. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
God, it is... growing up, when SCTV came on, it was like, oh my God, this is the one for me. I love SNL, but here's SCTV, Eugene Levy and Catherine and Andrea Martin and Eugene Levy, and then eventually Martin Short.
And John,
Joe Flaherty.
Yeah.
And it was like, here we go. And people would go, SNL's great. You think that's great. SCTV's better. And then you watch it back. It's like, oh, they missed as often as SNL did.
Yeah.
And when they missed, man, did they miss.
Yeah. But isn't that the thing? Like, you just swing for the fences and...
Oh.
If you're going to be good, you got to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even, I don't know what at the time what we enjoyed about it.
Well, I will throw Monty Python into that bin of...
Sure, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. one or two hits per episode, and they made it make a little bit more fun by never having the end of a sketch, just blending one into the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course. I mean, that was on Channel 7 when I was living in Canada, and it was late at night, and it would rerun all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just one of those things that you grew up watching.
Rick Moranis.
There was a lot of Canadian TV on Nickelodeon when I was growing up.
Sure.
Really?
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, you can't do that on television.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that with the slime. And
then
yeah.
there was a teen soap opera that I was obsessed with when I was a kid that Ryan Reynolds started on.
Oh, Breaker High.
Was that what it was called? 15 on Nickelodeon when we watched it.
Oh, but they're all on a cruise ship.
No.
Oh.
No, it's like at a high school.
Huh.
Is there another Ryan Reynolds soap opera?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm thinking about Ryan Gosling. My
apologies. Oh, yes.
That's Breaker High. I don't know what that one is.
It's a soap opera with teenagers at high school getting catty and...
Huh.
It's on Amazon. It's basically a precursor to Degrassi. Or I think it may have been...
Degrassi was probably older.
Similar.
Yeah, because Degrassi was...
Well, Degrassi started, I mean... like in the early 80s, and then they did Degrassi the Next Generation,
right.
And then there was the, like, you know, it was just...
Yeah, I remember watching the original one, and then when people started talking about Drake, I was like, how is Drake on it? That's impossible.
Right.
Yeah. Like, well, that's a whole different series.
Aubrey, but... Sweet Aubrey.
Yeah, sweet
Aubrey.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I go by Jimmy.
In honor of him.
In honor of that character.
In honor of Aubrey Graham.
I don't know what any of that means.
We're just saying words now.
Yeah. All I understood was wheelchair because I just finished Ironside.
You see, Jimmy, the most successful rapper in the history of mankind was on a corny Canadian teen soap opera as a character in a wheelchair.
Well, that probably set him up to be a good person in life, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
He's a great guy.
Okay, good. But that's all that matters.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I know sometimes rappers get a bad, no pun intended, a bad rap. They're not good. But if he was on a kid's show, he's probably just a good person.
I mean, he seems like he has his head on his shoulders.
Good. Good.
Solid character.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
The last thing you want to hear is that Hebrew kid getting involved in some feud.
No.
Good. That's good news.
I haven't heard anything about
him. Oh, you haven't heard anything? Good.
He's above it all.
Yeah. Good. Siobhan, this was an absolute stupid joy. And
this
I mean
was
that,
a delight.
I mean that in the most complimentary way.
And I'm receiving it as such.
It was just a delight that you came in here and were stupid. And I mean that. I love it.
Yeah.
I like hanging out with all of you dum-dums.
Well, the good news is we'll have you back in 2030.
You guys, great. We'll see you after the next.
How dumb has it been that it's been 5 years?
I know. I know. But it's so nice to see all your faces. And this was really genuinely so lovely. And I don't know. You guys just... Y'all seem to get along, even if HR is...
There's been a lot of threats of violence, but I agree.
I don't know if you noticed it during the...
It's actual violence?
All
yeah, actual violence.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to bear witness to that.
You will probably be called to testify at some point.
100%. And I'm not taking notes or calling my lawyer after this. So
cool.
It's
good to you share that information with us.
This was really lovely. Thank you guys for having me.
I like the idea, by the way, that you just happen to be in a conversation with Bruce tomorrow. And he goes, oh, by the way, how is Never Not Funny? And you go, you know what? We didn't do anything.
No, that's not true. We made paper airplanes.
All right. What if you tell him this and he just goes, what's he doing over there?
Ate a cookie.
Drank iron.
Drank something that I think we're all regretting.
Yeah.
Talked about horror movies. I don't know. We chit-chatted and caught up. And isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah. That is very similar to the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah.
All right. We're done. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for supporting the program. Oh, shit. We're supposed to announce today the shirt winners.
Oops.
You are not prepared to do that.
No. We'll do it next week. Okay. That's cool.
My apologies.
Build the suspense.
That's not just, you know what? It gives you more time to get your name in. That's what that does. Yeah. So I guess we'll postpone that for another week. All right. Thanks, everybody. On behalf of the Pop Culture Brings Limited, there's Garrett Cockermap, Video Village. That's Elliot Hopper, the Honcho Matt Belknap, and our friend Siobhan Murphy. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.